Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, May 30th, 2012. We want to welcome the gigantic National Security Agency, CIA, Mossad, MI6, illegal listening operation to the show. We've confirmed the entire Chantilly, Virginia, Marriott, Westfields is full of NSA and spies. They ran background checks on everyone in the hotel last night and threw almost everyone out. Everyone else that was allowed to stay, and we have journalist witnesses to all of this. This is exactly what I saw 4 years ago, just not this intense. That's unprecedented that they just had just lines in the conference rooms of people doing background checks. And we have this from insiders in the hotel. I'll just leave it at that. But we also have it from journalists that witnessed it separately. I tried to get in this morning. You know, the general manager called me yesterday and said, we're going to give you another room somewhere else. I already knew that was going to be the case probably. So we went and stayed.
And walked over to the police officer. We shot video of this. So we posted up at Infowars.com in a matter of minutes. It live streamed, but we have a live stream link, but we're not archiving really on the Bilderberg page. The highlights that are archived there, so we're going to get those up under their own headline. The point is, it's total information overload. I had a big stack of little notes I'd written this morning, and now I can't find them.
So I'm having to rewrite them from memory before we come back in the next break. To be able to cover every facet of this, we are in Virginia. We are just a mile or less. We're about a half mile, actually, from the Westfields Marriott. And if you're watching on video Skype, it looks exactly like the hotel we were in Roanoke yesterday, because we're in the same hotel chain. And so the room is identical to the hotel that we were in. I won't say what hotel we're in just because there's so many great Patriot listeners and fans that are here that I can't go in a restaurant or walk down the street without cars stopping. And it looks like this is going to be big. Looks like thousands of people are already starting to show up. A lot of local listeners from Virginia. Cars were driving through the Westfields parking lot this morning while I was talking to the police for about 20 minutes, waiting for the head of the Marriott to come out and tell me to leave. I knew not to go in because I'd heard they'd been grabbing on people's arms, the private Bilderberg security, and grabbing cameras out of their hands and screaming at them and letting them know, we have machine guns. This is foreigners. We have machine guns. I can't imitate a Northern European accent, but that's what they tell them. And they tell the employees, they say, what is this? And they go, they have machine guns. Watch yourself. Just pure intimidation. So we've got that insanity. Here's some other big breaking news. They've put a big fence up around it. Before, they put police tape up because there's a bunch of acreage around it. You have to drive into it. Now they have big barricade fences up. Jacobson, come on over here. We're going to break, but maybe I'll have you pull up a chair later. Ooh, Devil Bucks coffee. Thank you. Tell folks just briefly as we go to break. You were just out of the room. Tell folks what you just witnessed in 60 seconds.
I witnessed the fence, which wasn't there, of course, in 2008 when we were there. And the report we got this morning of the entire hotel being filled with room after room after room of electronic surveillance equipment, and them going through basically every single person who is on the guest list of the Westfields Marriott, finding out who they are, with multiple agencies probably, and lots of people. What was described to me as hundreds of people, up to 150 people, doing research on all of the guests in Westfields. And basically, as far as I know, everybody, they cleared the hotel out.
And now the new ridiculous cover story. Before, they were overbooked, even though we were already booked. Now, what are they saying?
Now, first it was, oh, we're overbooked. Now they're renovating, like, real quick. They went from one story to the other.
All right, hey, we're going to be right back. I'm going to get you and Aaron on later. Aaron's about to post a bunch of video of the police under orders of Bilderberg throwing us off the property.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a historic event taking place here in Fairfax County, Virginia. Bilderberg 2012. And the things that have happened since last night are staggering, to say the least. I'm going to try to go over this in chronological order. Paul Watson has an article up covering some of this at Infowars.com right now. But he is, again, listening so that he can add an update, because it's far worse than even his breaking article has, that what we learned in just the last hour and a half. Bilderberg launches unprecedented security crackdown. Talk of machine guns and surveillance spooks hotel guest. Now, that's what I knew when I talked to Paul about 2 hours ago, going around outside the Westfields Marriott. Then I made the decision to go ahead and just go up and talk to the police who were parked up front, because I knew they were going to have been given orders to tell us we had to leave the property. But then I could say, well, I'm a registered guest, and I made the manager come out and say that I, you know, had to go, and gave us the ridiculous cover story that they're renovating now. They had overbooked. Now they're renovating with a big fence around it. And there are foreigners, mainly women, and we've been able to identify their names. We're double-checking it right now. Four women run Bilderberg around the chairman, who's a man. And one of them is a tall, like 6'3" Swedish woman screaming at everyone. Employees ask what's going on. It's like, basically, watch yourself. We've got machine gun nests. Like, that just scares everyone. Oh my God, it's North Korea. You have machine guns? And there's NSA, FBI, diplomatic security, CIA, huge data banks running every guest in the hotel's background. And if you've got as much as a misdemeanor in there or any political affiliation, you are. They knock on your door and tell you to leave last night. Or when you try to check in, they don't let you go. So the hotel is basically empty. I had the head of the hotel, Richard, I wrote down his name on a list of things, and then I lost my little notepad, of course. What's the name of the, you can always remember the head of the hotel. Director of Operations Stultz. What's his first name? Brian? It's Brian Stultz. And when he called me, I put it on speaker, and Rob recorded it. So we have this recorded if he denies it. And if he denies it, you know, it's a public operation. It's one-party consent in Virginia. And they're violating my consumer rights as well as my other rights. I'll just air it. But that part doesn't matter. He said that that we wouldn't be allowed to stay there. And then I said, well, what if I want to come have a hamburger there? And he said, well, if you can get in, and started laughing, you can have a hamburger. And then he said, well, are you recording this? And I said, yes. And he said, are you broadcasting this? And I said, no. So we have that. But all of that pales in significance to what happened today. Okay, they've put a big fence up around the property. It's a pretty big property. It's a big conference center. And in some areas, you know, it's probably 300, 400 yards from hotel buildings to the perimeter. So that's a big fence. And they've got little openings here and there for the diplomatic security, the Marines in plain clothes, the Fairfax police in plain clothes. Then they've got the private security and bodyguards of all the foreigners that run this country. I mean, imagine in America, you're sitting there eating in a restaurant, and a big Swedish woman comes over and says, I can't imitate a Swedish accent, but I guess it kind of sounds German. You need to leave now. Now you go. And one journalist I was talking to saw a woman just on her smartphone surfing. And she's like, give me that, and grabs the woman's arm. Give it to me. You don't do it. I mean, this is what our country has turned into. And I told the police outside, I said, they're violating federal law, the Logan Act, for politicians to meet in secret with corporate interest. It's totally illegal. Hillary got fined 300-something thousand back in the 90s for it. That's on record. And the cops were very nice, very receptive, and were all smiling at me, so they must be listeners. And one of them said, oh, yeah, you know, I was here last year, the sergeant who was in charge. And so they were very supportive of the free speech, Constitution, Bill of Rights, didn't act like disgraceful thugs like so many other departments do. It's just very refreshing, the Fairfax police. And it goes beyond Bilderberg not wanting to get an arrest or have a scene. They don't care now. They know it's in Politico. They know it's in the Washington Post. They know it's in Salon. They know it's all over Drudge. They know they're in trouble. And so they don't care. In fact, it looked like they were already trying to get the cops to arrest us today. They had some of the managers on the phone with one of the higher-up commanders that was staying in his car, and then they were having little meetings and shaking their heads. And another police officer told me off record, he said, look, we're not going to do any dirty tricks, even if they want us to. And he goes, yeah, I know what they do. And he goes, we're not going to do that. And so the entire body language of the police were, they realized the crooks were inside. America understands what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, and who knows what dirty tricks the establishment's going to pull, because they are hopping mad. I talked to our sources, and again, what always happens is hotel employees will never talk to you at first until they actually see the Bilderberg scum arrive, and you're not allowed to look them in the eyes. Hillary yells at people. They're just so rude to them that they then always give us the full data dump. And I did not go to the hotel last night. Obviously, I didn't want to be identified immediately. We sent our moles in and got some good info. We have other insiders very close to Bilderberg. We have just absolutely penetrated Bilderberg big time. And I'm an American citizen. This is my country. I am the organic, real defense resistance to a foreign takeover. You may have seized our military. You may have seized most of the police. You may have seized the governors and most of the legislatures. You may have seized the federal government. But you did not seize Alex Jones or my listeners. You didn't seize those police minds out there who absolutely know what's going on. And just were very nice. And you could tell know what's going on. I'm going to leave it at that. But the point is that America is waking up, okay? And you got a bunch of foreigners here who have the federal government pay to move our factories overseas, pay to bail out their foreign banks. It makes me so angry. And they've got the nerve to stomp around in the hotel, screaming at journalists, coming up, threatening employees.
Not tell anyone
what you see here. We have men with machine guns. Literally, I've talked to two different people that have had run-ins with this woman. Imagine some walking. See, people think Americans are cowards. Americans have been in a trance and have been lazy. Okay, it does not intimidate us that you've got some woman out of a James Bond movie, 6'3", blonde, stomping around going, we have machine guns, Americans. You think that intimidates us? You globalist enemy of the republic, you think any of this intimidates us? Got another thing coming. We've already won, witch. Okay? You're already blown wide open politically. The pen is mightier than the sword. You think you scare us? If you were to Ken State somebody, that'd be the end of Bilderberg. That'd be the end of you. Don't you understand that? We're winning because we've got you around the throat politically like a boa constrictor, and we're going to crush you politically. Crush you. You never stop pushing, do you, globalists? You never stop pressing. Well, we've learned that as well, and we're not stopping. Relentlessly, we're smashing up against you politically, pointing out you're the crooks, you're the foreign power, you're the mafia. I was telling the police, they're like, so, Bilderberg, they were here. Yeah, these are like the big foreign banks, right? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, yeah, Logan Act. And I'm like, well, you remember back in the 50s, they said the mafia didn't exist, La Cosa Nostra. But then there was that famous case in the farmhouse in Connecticut. And they're like, yeah. Well, you know why J. Edgar Hoover, said all that was because they were blackmailing. And they're like, yeah, we know about that. And I'm like, well, this is the real mob. They want you to think there's just an Italian mob. And they're like, no, we get it. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, they're in there threatening people with machine guns, as if it's supposed to scare the guests. They're like, unbelievable. I mean, it was amazing. Because a lot of the talk with the cops was off air. I would hand the live stream away and go talk to them. But a lot of those conversations are up now. Aaron's posting them right now at Infowars.com. I think the headline is going to be Alex Jones. Bilderberg has Alex Jones and crew thrown out of hotel. And, the cops come over and said, all right, you know what they're going to do, right? I go, yeah, they're coming out here to tell me to leave. And he goes, that's right. And I've already been talking to other cops for 20 minutes, and he goes, I was here last year, and I appreciate, blah, 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 and the guy came out and tried to tell us to turn our cameras off, looked at the cops, I said, it's a public commons. I was a so-called guest. There's no perception of privacy here. Same reason you got cameras. And he goes, well, you got to leave. And I said, well, give me my vouchers for my other hotel now, and made him go in and get that and just illustrated it all. And so I am calling for a peaceful, not flash mob, but First Amendment event. Call it First Amendment mob if you want, but the idea is that a group of people is a mob. Before it is officially shut down tomorrow, now is the time. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the Sound of the InfoWar. All activists, everyone, starting now, right through this evening, go into the hotel and engage in the evil crime of getting a glass of orange juice or a water or a hamburger if you want it, or a salad. Go into the Wellington pub, go into the restaurant, ask questions, make contacts with people. Say, look, I know you're not going to talk to me now, but when you hear the evil, you see what they're doing, you know, here's my card, here's my info, get in touch with us. And again, we've got other sources. We don't even need those sources, but we have absolutely penetrated Bilderberg because they've penetrated us. They're on our home turf. They're in our country, destroying our country. They want Agenda 21. That's leaked. By the way, I've got some more of their agenda from my multiple sources, and I'm just collating it right now. Things are moving too quickly. We're going to continue to try to break all this down. Jim Tucker, who's just arrived in town, is going to be joining us from his hotel via phone. We're going to have Mark Anderson on as well. That's coming up. In fact, now that I think about it, why don't you invite Mark Anderson to just get both of them to drive over to our hotel? If not, we'll still do it over the phone, but it'd be better just to have them right here in the hotel with us. We're staying in a different hotel than them. We'll be right back with the rest of Bilderberg 2012. I got a lot of other intel for you.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big, Big Bad John.
Big John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Bilderberg 2012. I am less than a mile away from the Brooks Field Marriott, and I would normally be there until tomorrow morning when security starts getting real rude and saying leave, and then around noon or one, Bilderberg attendees start arriving. Not now. They are running the backgrounds like it's an airport, like they're TSA. Foreign spooks are, foreign operatives, foreign intelligence community people, foreign ghost operators are in there, and they're screaming at people and getting in everyone's face and grabbing journalists, but also just regular people who are just there on their smartphones surfing, and they run over and physically grab them. That's America, because a bunch of global crooks want to meet with our politicians, their property, and get trillions of dollars more of our tax money and loot and rob the pension funds. That's all over the news. Bain Capital is just one small group of that. The media is focusing on that to make it a political football between Obama and Romney, to make it about them when they're just front men. And we're here covering this. Now, again, last night and this morning, I wrote a bunch of notes on the hotel notepad. You know, I know it's old-fashioned. People type on their smartphones, but I'm not really good at typing. I'm pretty good at typing on a regular keyboard, but not with my fingers on a smartphone. So I had all these notes, and I've been looking around during the break, but basically I tried to reconstruct most of my notes here. This is our country. You need to get out of here and stop acting like it belongs to you. Paul Watson has a big report where one of the big Bilderberg attendees, this premier out of Canada, openly wants the carbon tax. And yes, I've confirmed from my sources that indeed they are trying to figure out how to get the carbon tax resurrected. So let me write that, carbon tax resurrected. I just remember what one of my sources told me. We're getting the best intel ever out of this. Because people recognize this isn't our government anymore. In the past, people would just kind of go along with the power structure thinking it was kind of cool. People now get, from the police to you name it, hey, this isn't cool. This isn't cool. These people want to hurt me and my future. We're getting together against the enemy. So there's that. There's the big fence they've put up around it. The biggest issue is that they ran background checks on all their guests and threw most of the hotel out last night, and now they're throwing everybody out today. It was like, okay, your background check checks out to go to the Marriott days before the elite arrive, but now you've got to leave beforehand. So if your background check, whatever they made up, didn't check out, you had to leave immediately. But now everyone is not being allowed to check in today. They are evacuating it. The police said, well, one of them said on tape, he said, man, you've really stirred something up now. And off record, I talked to some of the cops, and they said, it's just incredible. They said, yes. I said, what is this about machine gun nests? And they said, no comment. So they are so scared, ladies and gentlemen, that a bunch of foreigners that own our government through fraud are holding up there, and the building is full of NSA, CIA, foreign operators. So they were walking out while I was out there. I was shooting live streams of it and just looking at us with hate. And I started laughing at them, like, you think you intimidate me? You think because you've got a shaved head and you're carrying a gun and that you've sold out to traitors that you scare me? Don't you guys understand something? I understand the danger. I get it. You think you're going to do that and then make me run away? It only makes me recommit to defeating you and defending this republic. Don't you understand I'm committed and the rest of this country's getting committed right now against you? Don't you understand we're going to take this country back and all of you collaborators are going to get jury trials? You will get jury trials, but all these prisons you've built to put nonviolent offenders in, you're going in them. You're going in them. Or we'll allow you to leave the country, just like our forebears did when we won the war after 7 years, back at the start of 1776, 7 years later. 7 years later, you either went to prison or you left our republic. Big news coming up. Stay with us. Bilderberg Group went down to Virginia. They were looking for a country to steal. They were way behind. They were in a bind. They were looking to put more fluoride in the water. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, Mr. Jones, let me tell you what.
I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due.
I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, I think I'm better than you.
The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take
but
your
I'll
bet.
Take your gonna bet. Wreck, you're going to regret, because I'm the best that's ever been.
Johnny, rising up your bowl.
Well, we're not the best that's ever been, but the American people have been the greatest that's ever been, and it's reawakening, where we are rediscovering our republic. Here's the deal. Jim Tucker and Mark Anderson of American Free Press, really the icon of exposing Bilderberg, Jim Tucker, and to a great extent along with him, Mr. Anderson, they are set to come on. Jim for 30 minutes in the next hour, Mark Anderson for 30 minutes the hour after that. But we were just talking to Mark during the break, that is the crew was. We may just get them to come on over to my hotel. It's very close to the Bilderberg Hotel, and have them here in studio with us. But Jim is checked into his hotel. We've got a room here. We've also got one at the hotel that Jim's at. So look for what's happening there. But after the show today, right through the evening, everyone, citizens, media, all of you are journalists. I suggest you go to Justin TV or you go to systems like Ustream. Sign up. It's very easy with your smartphone. And just go in there live streaming. And you'll think it's like vampires at high noon. Now they'll have it with checkpoints shut down starting tomorrow. And what's amazing is there's no mainstream media out there yet. Though I do have a bunch of newspapers calling me. I should have brought a crew of like five people, but I just don't have that many people to bring. I've got all these reporters calling me, and I need to call them. I mean, right now I need to tell these people I'm going to talk to them. Yes. Let me just talk about multitasking. Syndicated radio show. I'll say, call you soon. On air. I've got the biggest media in the country that we're talking to. Shout out to those folks again. And a bunch of other big media. So the dam is definitely breaking on this whole situation. I want to take your phone calls here on this subject or any of the other news. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You guys can text me the numbers. What's amazing here is that they are so scared, they are so freaked out over journalists, over the fact that the American people know that 130 robber barons with about 50 of their guests are set to start meeting tomorrow at 1 p.m., and that the mainstream media for decades talked to us like we were lobotomized children and told us, hey, there is no such thing as a global elite that controls politicians. The buck stops with prime ministers and presidents. There's no insider deals. There's no scams going on. None of this is happening. There is no smoky room. There is no elite. There are no special interests. There is no corruption. And here we are. Jim, after 35 years, myself after 17, and so many others, those of you listening out there that have taken action, whether you sent somebody a video link to Endgame or whether you came out and protested or whether you called into talk radio and got made fun of, nobody makes fun of us anymore. I go on international shows, national shows, local radio, TV, and they go, okay, there is a global elite. What are you going to do about it? Now, at least they just say, oh, you don't have any power. What are you going to do about it? That's their new propaganda tactic. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Okay, foreign banks took over Europe, took over the U.S. Okay, they are crooks. Okay, you're right. What are you going to do about it? Well, we're going to go and expose these people, and we're going to expose them to the police and military and the entire system and say to the entire system, is this what you really want to be ruled by? Because these people want to destroy our economy worldwide so they can control it. It's a post-industrial system. These are eugenicists. People are learning what that means. They're like, oh, that's why my kid has got cancer at age 7. Oh, that's why I'm getting neurological disorders at 35. Oh, that's why my wife's got breast cancer at 40. Oh, wow, it's true. They really did put cancer viruses in the vaccines. Wow, Rockefeller Foundation, linked at Infowars.com. You know what? I don't like these people. You see, that's happening, and that's what we're doing. We're identifying, hey, get past Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, puppets come and go. Those people, they're the ones, the same rich, ultra-rich people lecturing us on how our taxes should be higher all day because they're so compassionate when they're the biggest recipients of corporate welfare. They get your money. They get your bailouts. Subsidiaries of Bill and Melinda Gates outfits, Warren Buffett, Bain Capitals and USA Today, big recipient of government money, Obama and Romney. It's the same deal. It's a joke. It's a fraud. It's a Don King boxing match. It's a rigged Super Bowl. We know it's rigged. We're done. We're done. And so they're freaking out, running around, telling hotel guests, you better watch it. We have machine guns. This is how pathetic our country's gotten. And again, we've got to admit we've gotten pathetic to ever turn it around. If you're an alcoholic, you know, drinking half bottle of Jack Daniels every night and your liver's going to fail, the doctor says, if you don't quit doing this, you're going to die. It's not negative to be told the truth. Or you're smoking four packs of cigarettes. You're getting emphysema. And the doctor says you better quit doing that or you're going to end up dying in a few years after you go on oxygen tanks. You better stop it. It's not negative to admit the problems we've got, to admit how far we've fallen to turn this around. People say, oh, be positive about things. I am positive. This is a great country. This is a great world. I want to build up humanity. I want freedom. I want to admire free market and rugged individualism and everything that's good and the family. I saw where they arrested a preacher that spoke from the pulpit that spanking was good. Folks, spanking is legal in all 50 states. But people, I've been before when my kids are, you know, a few times in the store start saying, I want this toy, and just a few times. And I said, I'm going to take you out in the car and give you a spanking. Or I'm going to take you in the bathroom here. And my wife years ago been like, when we first had children, they were like, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old. She's like, isn't that illegal? And my wife's super smart. And I'm like, no, the says that it's not. And, you know, the point is beating them indiscriminately, causing bodily harm is, I mean, they're trying to arrest principals now who paddle people. Let me tell you something. That paddling worked on me. In fact, I should have had more of it. And again, it's because every mammal species does that. I've seen videos on the Nature Channels, where the baby seal keeps going over to the ice where the whales breathe, where the killer whales are hunting. And the mama knows there's a killer whale under there. She can smell it. She can sense it. And the baby keeps going over there. And she comes over and barks at him and nudges him away. Comes over another time. She comes over and slaps on him with her flipper. Third time, she comes over and bites him about 80% down his back. That's a mammal instinct to paddle or far away from the head and the eyes because you don't want to hurt them. It's an instinct in mammals. I have watched deer hunting does when and I've also watched from my back porch when a little fawn, that's a baby deer, folks, little white spots, Bambi, gets up and goes out in the field, and she's wanting him to lay down in the brush because there might be coyotes or something out there. And she'll come over, and she'll push him away. But when they get older, they don't listen. And I've seen them kick them, and yes, bite them. Now, are we going to have CPS go take the deer's babies away? Look, sometimes they're not doing what you're... Three times, child tries to put their... a spoon or a knife into the electric socket. They learn how to pull the things off. You know, you got your kids running around. I've heard stories of this chopping up the sofa with scissors. You don't have a intellectual discussion with them. The truth is, it's like dog training. The globalists are doing this to us. They just don't want us to know and have the adults be in charge. Because either you're going to indoctrinate your children or someone else is. You understand the difference? And when they're really young, it's just like a puppy. There's no pressure when you spank a puppy with a rolled up newspaper. Don't go on the carpet. You go outside or you go on these newspapers. No. And you barely pop them with it. If you do it when they're small enough, 5 months and on, you don't want to do it when they're really little because they're too little. And I'm talking about dogs here, not humans. If you do it that way, it's just, you know, the fact that they're emotionally being told this is bad, they get a compulsion against not doing it. It's very, very simple. I'm now digressing off here, but I have given the phone number out. It's 800-259-9231. And John Harmon, we're doing this low tech today. We still didn't get IM's set up for Yahoo. I don't know why. Maybe we'll do that for the show today or maybe during the show. I'm not sure because this isn't my regular computer. But you guys can give me the phone callers on my cell phone, 800. Okay, fantastic. Just text that to me. Thank you. But again, recapping all that's happened here at Bilderberg 2012, you can go up to Infowars.com and you can see the article, Agenda 21 to be discussed at Bilderberg. Well, really, Agenda 21 to be reorganized at Bilderberg or to be relaunched. Would really be the headline. That's from public statements of Bilderberg members, but I've confirmed that indeed they're trying to come up with a new scam ahead of the Agenda 21 meeting 20-year anniversary that they're about to have down in South America. Also, Bilderberg breaking news, again, is an area where you've got all the latest live video feeds we did. Those are then archived there, the ones I did a few hours ago when the Bilderberg group had us thrown out of the hotel, talking with the police, all of it, pretty powerful footage. Again, we have Bilderberg breaking news, live video from Bilderberg 2012. Both those sections are very, very important. Guys, will you call Aaron and send him in here? Because the headline I wanted was Bilderberg has Alex Jones thrown out a hotel. That's the headline I want, not Bilderberg breaking news. Because now what we've got here is we've got two data pages. We've got Bilderberg breaking news and live video from Bilderberg 2012, and neither one of those described the last video we did. It's not a big deal. I just went over this like six times, I think. So, again, I'm here just directing all this from the hotel room, doing the radio broadcast. So it's unprecedented. They put fences up around the buildings. They have kicked most people out of the hotel, running background checks on them last night, and just get out. You know, come to your door, get out. Knock, knock, knock. Speak of the devil, somebody's knocking on the door right now. Do you not have a key? I'll let you in right now. Gave the key to Jacobson. There you go. Anyways, hey, did you go with the headline, Alex Jones thrown out of Bilderberg?
That's next. I've been coordinating.
Oh, that's next? Who are you coordinating with?
All the guys at the office.
Well, we might want to combine. Well, that was just the note. That's all I want is that one thing. Who told you something else was first? Okay, all right. Hey, on your computer, is the link to Bilderberg coverage over here on the side, or is it up here on the right-hand side? We've added a green link. I notice it's fixed on my computer now. It says Bilderberg 2012. I want to see what this takes people to, because what we want to do is we want to have one consolidated area, but as each new breaking thing comes out, it gets its own page, and then that's linked on the master page so the page doesn't crash people's computers. See, it's kind of like if there's six movies in a series, they come out individually, but then they're in a box set. That's, I know you know that. I know you've been doing a great job on the road. I'm just trying to, okay, so this is linked to, this has got it. Okay, if you go to the green link, fantastic, Aaron. Yeah, I just by itself wanted to have a link that, you know, it doesn't matter. Fantastic. How are you doing, buddy?
Great, man.
What's your identification number? We're fine here. Everything's fine. Who is this? Boring conversation anyways. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Looking for a laptop I could use.
You're looking for a laptop you can use? What happened?
I think this one on the bus.
Oh, you haven't had a computer for the last hour since we got back. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? We have like upteen computers.
That's my computer.
That's what I was worried about. Before we went live, I said, hey, this looks like Aaron's computer. How is he going to update? And I was told you had a computer.
Yeah. Well, there's another one on the bus. We've got to figure that out.
You'll be able to log in on that?
We'll find out.
Well, it's more important you get stuff posted. My God, we're moving at like Schnecky speed, but you're usually like the lightning snail. That's not your fault. excuse me, Lord. We better just go buy more computers, I guess. Because, I mean, I thought we had like five computers, but we just can't. Well, where'd they go?
They're not in that room.
And by the way, when you guys are telling me these callers, I don't really hear it. That's why I can't go to them until they're texted to my phone. So there's that. Yeah, they're just not coming in. So for whatever reason. No, I have my phone, not the white phone. They have the white phone to upload some of the raw videos we shot with the police. It doesn't matter. Calls or scraps, fine. Okay. But anyways, going back to... Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, if you can't find a computer, you can have mine. I don't need one, all right?
Okay.
I'll just wing it with an iPhone, all right? Thanks.
I think we got one.
Well, there is like five of them, but whatever. Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all fluid. This is all moving very, very quickly here. Bilderberg launches unprecedented security crackdown. First dedicated program exposing Bilderberg errors on Britain Sky TV. Agenda 21 to be discussed at Bilderberg Confab, confirmed. Westfield's Marriott kicks out all guests 2 days ahead of Bilderberg. That is the latest news. Alex Jones banned from Bilderberg Hotel, calls for press mob. Bilderberg confronted over mass protest. And the first video is an archived Ustream. Our stream broke up five or six times, so I'm not sure how many of them got up there. That's why it's important to watch those live streams while they're happening. And then we have Justin TV as a backup we've been sending some stuff out on, and then YouTube is another system. We're also going to add links to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you click on the green link in the nav bar that says Bilderberg 2012, we're going to add streams of Alex Jones Live or Infowars Live. That's what we call the daily radio / TV show you're listening to now. We're going to add what's usually for subscribers, the video, free for everybody as a backup, and the nightly news. In fact, I wanted that yesterday. Today, look for that to be added. Now, there's actually a big Ustream up in the corner of the site as well that says Bilderberg 2012. That is my show and what we'll be doing live out on the street today. So exemplary job from the crew. Again, if I've sound a little bit flustered today, it is because, again, last night and this morning I wrote up on Notepad notes of all my intel and then lost it 5 minutes before I went on air. And I'm going to tear this place apart during the next break. You ever lose your keys or something and it sends you into a fit? I'm not really OCD, but I almost am about this notepad missing. Let me see here. Security inside is expecting 500 protesters at its peak. We think it'll be more than that. They're walking up to hotel guests, Bilderberg security is, and telling them, we have machine guns. We've got machine guns. Look out. They're telling people that work there that they put a fence up around it. They ran background checks on everybody yesterday and this morning started throwing people out of the hotel, blocking us, blocked Aaron out of the hotel. And the big news, I'm calling for everybody who's in the area at the end of the show today, throughout the evening, to just start going into the hotel and ordering a cup of coffee. This is a historic event taking place. The American people are standing up against the criminal globalist cabal that is establishing world government. We are standing up against the New World Order here together, and I salute all of you from all over the country and even foreign countries like Mr. Skelton from The Guardian, who are here to cover this. I'm going to take calls in this segment, the next, then. We're not sure if Jim wants to do it over phone or if he's going to travel here and be in studio in the third hour. Jim Tucker, of course, has got some breaking intel on Bilderberg, and we'll get more and more over the next few days. We're looking out for the list that sometimes leaks, sometimes they publish. It's all at Infowars.com. We have the incredible video footage at Infowars.com. In the Bilderberg section, the green link from just about 2 hours ago, where I was talking to police and the Bilderberg group told them to tell me to leave. All of that is up there on tape. Pretty amazing. Also, the drone footage has gone mega viral. Drones shot down over Texas has gone mega viral. I knew it would. The trolls really were upset. And so be sure to get that video out to everybody. It's got an important political message for national sovereignty and the Fourth Amendment. Jordan in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good job. But, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, man. I'm so tired of these people taking away our rights and amendments and killing us every day, sending our children over to fight a pointless war over oil, and... You know, pretty much your normal American ways. And, man, I'm glad what you're doing. I'm so glad somebody's finally grown a pair and standing up to him.
Well, brother, I'm here to ring the alarm bell like Paul Revere to get everybody to stand up and simply say, there's the bad man. There's the mafia. There's the people breaking the Logan Act. There they are buying and selling our politicians. I appreciate your call. You live in a beautiful state, Tennessee. I tell you, every time I'm in Tennessee or Virginia or the Carolinas, I'm like, I want to move here. But I'm from Texas, so Texas is pretty too. But man, I tell you, I know why my ancestors came into this area and were just like loving it. Let's go ahead and talk to Henry in British Columbia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hola, Dr. Jones, mi compadre. What's happening?
Worldwide broadcast, sir. What's on your mind today?
Really digging that Brothers in Arms show, man. That 338 Lapua is just awesome.
Yep, that's the little gun show I'm doing that's going viral with shooting down the drones and all of it.
I'd get one if I had disposable income. I'm really sleep deprived, so I'm going to try to make this quick. Just to add two things I want to relate. A while ago, you were talking with Fritz about sexualization of young children in schools. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was grade 8, so 13, they had this course called family planning. And,
it's eugenics.
Yeah. I remember my teacher said the one thing we don't really talk about, the one area we don't cover is bestiality. So that's good to know. They don't talk about people having sex with animals.
Well, actually, the NDAA bill legalized troops having bestiality on base. I'm not kidding.
Well,
I didn't know there was a big lobby for that. I mean, and now they're like, don't discriminate against people that drive by cattle pastures and think they're lovely. I mean, again, I think Marilyn Monroe is gorgeous. I don't think, I mean, I actually do look at cows and think about steaks. I actually do think about the different cutlets of meat, the ribeye, the porterhouse, the New York strip, the T-bone, the filet mignon. We had a steak last night, didn't we, Richard? And Longhorn Steakhouse. It's pretty good. You know, I got their Longhorn Porterhouse. It's not really a porterhouse. And I was like trying to steal Rob's bone and ribeye. It was much better. God bless you, sir. Good points. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Tucker's next segment, right?
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jim Tucker is just a few miles away from me in his hotel. He's going to be joining us via phone. It's Bilderberg 2012. This is important. We'll continue with your calls and other guests throughout the day and breaking news. Right now, we're going to go back to your phone calls. Mark in North Carolina. Again, Alex Jones here from the road, Bilderberg 2012, confronting the global crime syndicate. Mark, you're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. It's good to be on with you. I took a vacation day Friday, and I'll be headed up there that evening. And I'd like to
good
make
job,
a couple
brother.
Suggestions. Yeah, I'd like to make a couple suggestions. Probably like some other people that are going up there, I don't exactly have the money to stay in a hotel, so what do you think about setting up a camp right outside the Marriott where we can just prop up tents?
I haven't talked to the police about that. They were asking my game plan. And again, they weren't just playing good cop. They were genuinely acting like they were actually Americans, which is really unusual to actually run into this. It was refreshing. I feel like I needed to give them a cup of coffee or a piece of pie or something like the old days. But I'll bet that that is not going to be smiled on too much. But if people want to attempt it, I mean, the police, as long as you don't block the roads, didn't try to violate any of our First Amendment rights 4 years ago here. So there's all sorts of kind of parkland commons areas. It's in the midst of all the big defense contractors. So there's, you know, some ponds, some duck ponds and things. And yeah, I would imagine there's a parking lot down the street people always park in. There's plenty of places to park and sleep in your car. I would imagine you could sleep in the back of a pickup truck or something like that. But that's a pretty good idea, actually. But I'm saying everybody should just go into the hotel before they shut it down tomorrow morning. And because, I mean, you're just going in there to get a cup of coffee and give them money. We're not doing anything illegal. I mean, we're just tourists, and we want to know about the global elite. So I'm just calling for waves of people starting today to just start going in there, and say that you're going to the restaurant or say that you're going to visit a friend, you know, your friends you're meeting there. What do you think of that idea?
I'm planning on staying in a Walmart parking lot at a couple of local Walmarts myself, if nothing else. I'd also like to make another suggestion about the presidential election. I voted on Ron Paul here in the primary, but it doesn't look like he's going to win. And I'd like to suggest maybe for the final vote, I think it's in the end of the year, right? But why don't we write in voter fraud? You know, everybody write in voter fraud and see how many people we can get to do that.
Ron Paul did win the first few primaries. They cheated him. I told people that was it. They're going to hand it to Romney. The delegates now, they say, is to get him a speaking slot. Ron Paul won by running and getting other candidates to run on a constitutional platform. And he got the whole power structure scared, Bilderberg scared. Ron Paul won. But now they're going to say, because they're stealing, you know, major states from him, they're going to say, oh, my gosh, it was all a failure. We won by resisting. This is a process. And I do hear what you're saying. I think that's a good idea. Thank you so much. Look forward to shaking your hand. Let's go ahead and talk to Sid in Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
I'm good.
I hear the excitement in your voice. And let me say, my friend, your years of being the prophet in the wilderness are about over. You're at the gates, my friend.
And you know what happens when they actually bring the prophet in, usually? Then that usually gets his head chopped off. But listen, it's a message. All of us together are carrying the message of liberty. It's not just Alex Jones. It's not just Ron Paul. And again, it's not just that we're being, you know, knocking ourselves down because we're not arrogant. It's that the power isn't in Ron Paul or Alex Jones or Jim Tucker or Richard Reeves or you know, any of these great people, G. Edward Griffin, the list goes on and on, Bob Chapman. The power is in the idea and liberty and all of us together moving forward. Shit, I got to go to a guest, but if you want to hold, I'll come back to you after that. Jim Tucker, straight ahead. This should be some breaking news. You'll want to stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up later in studio, Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter who's raising Cain with the globalist. He's been arrested, detained, you name it before. I was thrown out of the Westfields Marriott this morning. The police were very nice, but the hotel person was very angry. That was all live streamed. That's all archived at Infowars.com. You can see a green link on the right-hand side of the navigation bar that says Bilderberg 2012. It's green right next to the red breaking news link. You'll want to follow all of those. We also have a free stream up at Justin TV and Ustream right now of the radio show. And I got to say this. I get frustrated some on air. So much is going on. I got some sleep deprivation. But the crew is amazing. Everybody back at the Houston Command Base / Austin. Everybody here on the ground. You, the listeners. And I want to thank God for us getting here safely. And everybody. It is incredible what's happening. And Bilderberg was routed in a devastating fashion with Jim Tucker, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, and over 1,000 other people over 3 days in St. Moritz, where they hoped no one could get, where they even filmed James Bond movies in the high mountains of Switzerland. Bilderberg beside themselves, members of the EU Parliament beaten up trying to get in, members of the Swiss federal government, members of their Congress, it's got a different name, but that's what it is, thrown out. This is big. This is big. Well, this year is even bigger. Thousands are going to show up, ladies and gentlemen. I can't go in a restaurant down the street without listeners being in there. Any hotel I'm at, because I'm at a couple dodging the operatives. Not that I'm scared of them, but they will break in your room and stuff. So we have to carry the tapes around with us like turtles. But we also send out live streams now, which really gets them upset. So all of that taking place. Just a recap. Jim Tucker, who blew this open first, I mean, Westbrook Pegler first did back in the 50s, and Tucker was a beat reporter doing sports and news, saw it, got into it. For 35 years, he's been covering it. Back when the media said it didn't exist. Jim now has some new intel for us, but Jim, it's got to feel really satisfying to see it in Politico, Salon, Washington Post. They have to admit now there's really a global elite breaking the law, violating the Logan Act. The police told me off record that they don't like the globalists and they know they're mafia. I mean, I had some amazing off the record discussions with police today. It was so good to see them waking up. I mean, we can really turn this country around. But Jim, tell us first off any new intel you've got and then what you make of the fact that they ran everybody's background last night in the hotel, knocked on doors and threw people out. We've talked to the witnesses, wouldn't give us a room last night, threw my guys out, threw me out today because I wanted to see if my guys could get in. They are telling folks, quote, we've got machine guns. The Bilderberg security, a 6'3" Swedish woman is running up to even people that aren't even reporters, grabbing them by the arm and saying, we have machine gun nest, as if we're like Americans or like North Koreans and will fall to our knees or something. I mean, it is like comic book level, Jim Tucker. What do you make of that? They've now erected a big steel fence around it. That's never happened before in the U.S. What do you make of this?
Well, part of what you talked about is quite typical. Years ago, I would actually stay in the hotel like you did Monday night and Tuesday night, developing sources. Since I got a little bit bumped up yesterday and been a little bit lame, nothing serious, Mark Anderson did the dog trotting yesterday. But the days I did stay there, they were told very firmly, you got to be up no later than noon, no later than noon. They're very rough about it. One time in Italy, the cops took me down to headquarters and asked me, why am I in Italy? And I said, you know damn well why I'm in Italy. I'm here to expose the Bilderberg group. You know all about them. Well, you know who they are anyway. And I'm going to tear their clothes off. I'm going to expose them. And he said, do you have any credentials? I said, well, in the United States, we have a First Amendment. You don't have one in Italy. But I do have the little card I dangle around my neck when I cover Congress. Here it is. And then he had a girl interpreter read it to him. She read it back saying, I guess he is a member of the press. Okay, we'll not harass you anymore. So they drive me back to my own hotel, as they promised they would, and they did not harass me anymore. But for the rest of the Bilderberg meeting, every evening, when we have our reporters meeting at 6 o'clock, as usual, I looked in the mirror of the hotel bar where we begin to gather and saw four well-dressed, solemn-looking men sitting on a bench in the lobby. And asked the bartender, has he ever seen those guys before? He said, no, I have no idea who they are.
And they'll be there tonight when we meet at 6. You'll have a huge FBI guy, or Marine in one case, in a suit, plop down next to you. They're like gorillas. They'll like pull your head off without even trying. Let's go blow something up together. And I'm like, come on, man. I just want to eat a hamburger. I want to cover the New World Order. They're destroying your family as well. And the big old cop or Marine will go, whatever, just doing my job. And it's just, the same thing happens every time. Now, I want to go back to you and Mark Anderson last night. You say you took a spill, got roughed up, or that you're injured somehow, Jim?
Only slightly. They tried to make a big thing out of it. They wanted to take you downtown in an ambulance, all that jazz. What has happened is you might have noticed my legs have gotten weak in recent years. And it's so strange to try to buy newspapers in this town. It's very difficult. Our gift shop sells only the Washington Post and USA Today. So I was wandering around looking for a place that sold newspapers. It took me so much walking that my legs began to cave in. I was desperately trying to make it back to my own hotel where I could sit down and get off my legs. But the legs simply crumbled under me and I fell down. Got a few bruises, and some of the people who observed it called 9/11, and they come out there dramatic. It took them a half an hour to explain to them, I do not want to go to the hospital. I'll assume all responsibility, because I know if they took me to the hospital, it'd be hours and hours and hours of all.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you're better now. We'll pray for you. Let's shift gears. What intel did Mark Anderson get? Has he been inside the Westfields Marriott yet?
Yes. He was inside and talked about how. Well, I haven't seen him since he went up today, but yesterday he told us about how they were grimly following everybody. You're sitting at the bar and talking to people. They're sitting there to listen, make sure the customer doesn't do any, say anything. Certainly not their personnel say anything to any stranger whatsoever. And, of course, the personnel are ordered to not look a Bilderberg boy in the eye and only speak to him if he speaks to you. So if David Rockefeller says good morning, you're allowed to say, respond, good morning, Mr. Rockefeller.
Good morning.
All those kind of little rules they have, they're enforced. It makes a real, like your experience today, only your experience is a little bit more interesting, I think. They're very grave, glum guys. Now, I remember that tall, blonde broad, she was kind of good looking. Bad, but
oh, so you did. So you did see She-Ra. She's running around, getting in everyone's face. I talked to one reporter who was just on her phone texting, and she walked over and grabbed her by the arm, grabbed the phone away, and went, "We have machine guns."
Yes, they'll try to grab a camera.
But I mean, what do you say? We have machine guns, and Americans are just supposed to crap their pants? I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, more and more people are becoming aware. And that's why more and more congressmen and other public officials sometimes decline now, because they get mail and phone calls from their constituents saying, Bilderbergers are a bunch of dirty gurdies. Do you attend those meetings? And the guy says his mind effectively now, no. And then he calls up Bilderberg and says, I can't make it. In fact, over the years, they've acknowledged that's a political problem for a lot of Americans. And, of course, Americans are, as you mentioned, subject to the Logan Act. If was ever enforced. The Logan Act has been expanded throughout the 20th century several times. It's not a just law passed in 1789 or something. It's still law of the land. It was not repealed. It's also a very active law if we'd only enforce it.
I've never gotten this much intel myself. I've been really mean to the staff,
but also we have other people inside, let's just say the entourage of Bilderberg. Everything, I mean, you notice a month ago I got the Palm Tree Summit, Palm Tree Conference. That was confirmed their code word. They are very upset about that. What intel are you getting that's on their agenda? Have you learned any of what's front and center on their agenda from your inside source, the most delicious source?
Can you talk a little bit louder? I'm a little bit deaf.
I understand. Jim, what are your sources telling us?
Well, telling us what is actually pretty obvious. They're going to exploit, of course, the financial crisis in Europe, saying it could so badly affect the United States and the whole world. And, of course, as they have for several years now, use that as an attempt to get the Americans to accept. The Europeans already accepted the idea of a world treasury department, as you know, a giant step toward the creating a world government, sort of world treasury department. Some of them are saying the Fed should be expanded into a world trade department. And they're going to, well, prices go down or up, depending on what suits their needs best. On oil, of course. They play the same game every year after a Bilderberg meeting, sometimes before, like now, prices go down. But you'll notice that they never go down below the level they were a year ago. So,
yeah, they're training you as it goes upward, and you have a source saying that's what they're always jockeying and debating is how to destroy the economy to make us political slaves, but not too quick to wake us up. They want a slow, deliberate destruction. What else is on their agenda? Did you get any intel about our intelligence is, we had this 2 days ago, it's confirmed now that they were going to shut everything down early and are freaking out over the mainstream media attention.
Well, they did that once before. It would not surprise me if they... One time they left on a, they were all gone on Sunday night, and there's no reason to hang around on Monday. So that's happened once or twice before, and also is because they're outraged at the turnout and so forth, and those dirty, rotten nationalists who give them so much problem. And, of course, they're overwhelmed with what's happened in recent years. They've been very depressed every year since then. As we mentioned before, they in the 1990s, they were confidently predicting we'd have a world government by the year 2000. That's 12 years ago. And they've been going back, and it's because of the increasing public awareness. The Europeans give it, excuse me, heavy attention. Independent newspapers in this country, about
yes,
100 of them, give this proper attention. Not the Washington Post, the L.A. Times, or the New York Times, each of which control more than 100 newspapers, from small dailies to middle-sized dailies in middle-sized cities, along with their main newspaper. And they can impose a Bilderberg ban on all of their papers, but they cannot impose that same ban on a privately owned newspaper, not part of anybody's chain, or maybe its own small chain somewhere.
And that's like AmericanFreePress.net, the Epoch Times, Infowars.com. You know, Drudge Report is the number one driver of news worldwide. It drives more than Twitter and Facebook combined. How big has it been that Matt Drudge, who's, I know, tunes in occasionally, I'll just leave it at that, Matt has been posting and covering Bilderberg the last 5 years or so?
The Drudge Report?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't see it very much. I'm not very good on these computer things. I try to find things.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that's really got to upset them, that the biggest biggest one news source in the world is covering it.
Well, the European newspapers have covered it since we were able. Well, that started some years ago when our then Spotlight readers wrote in after reading our story about Bilderberg. We got it earlier that year of where they're going to meet and when. And said, should we call up the local media and contact them? Well, I should have thought about that years ago. And I said, yes. And that was the year, I think it was Sweden or some such place, upper island countries of the continent. For the first time, Henry Kissinger and the others were shocked when they got off their helicopters and walking toward their limousines to be confronted with 100, well, not 100 at that point, but maybe 40 reporters yelling questions at them. They were just simply stunned. And it's gotten worse for them, obviously, ever since, because now when Bilderberg meets, we send a letter from American Free Press to all of our readers within a 200-mile circumference, telling them about it, suggesting they contact their media, and they do.
It's beautiful what's happening, and people should subscribe to get that amazing reportage at AmericanFreePress.net. There's also a phone number there on the site when Mark Anderson's on later. I'll be sure and give that number. I don't have it in front of me. Jim, if you happen to have it, you're welcome to give it out. But quickly now, because I've been bringing up a lot of subjects, in the 5-6 minutes... Okay. Mark Anderson is there. He'll be coming back in a moment. Is Jim still there? Okay, good. Yes, Jim had to step up to get Mark Anderson into the hotel room. Okay, I understand. Same thing we're doing here. Okay, but let's bring Tukier. That's what they call him in Turkey. That's his nickname. Hey, are you there, Jim?
Yeah, Mark's in the door now.
Okay, we're going to go to him after the break in 5 minutes. Jim, without me interrupting you, yeah, I know you've got several sources, let's just leave it at that, that are permanent sources. Has your source contacted you yet with their concerns or what's on the main agenda versus the little fake press release they put out? Can you give us the data dump on, so far, what you've got?
Well, yes, Van Rompuy, President of the European Council, and Jean-Claude Trichet, President of the European Central Bank, they're going to make a presentation on how to fix the world economy. I'm not sure just which day they're going to do it. There's going to be a big discussion on the global economy, China, Europe, and the European Euro. In the events, expect Merkel to be as in the lady prime minister of Germany, to catch a lot of grief at this meeting. She normally attends, and I think she will. And then just today, on CBS Good Morning, former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates praises Obama and suggests that war is necessary. So, yes, they're still psyching up for a war on... Well, for Israel to attack Iran so the Americans will come in and do most of the bleeding and dying and, of course, pay for the war, too. So Gates has attended in the past, will probably be there this weekend, even just today, calling the public to support an attack on Iran. Well, he gave the reason why we have to win this war. And Obama's just doing a wonderful job of doing the necessary, making necessary military preparations, which is really a call for a war, but he's trying to put it in different terms. So,
yeah, that's moving back onto the front burner. Continue. Anything else on the agenda so far?
That's all I've gotten so far. You're a step ahead of me this year.
Well, Jim, expanding on this, yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff I'm going to give you today. It's amazing, the stuff we've got. I've just got to codify it all and write it all up. I've got my notes here. I actually lost my notes. I'm having to reconstruct them now. It's driving me crazy. But, Jim, what do you make of the increased security? Do you think it's just because they know a big protest and there's so much media? Or is it more? I mean, they're acting really freaked out. And the intel I've got is they may sneak Obama and Romney has denied to the press, my sources, I'll just leave it at that, that he's attending. We've got this, the Republican senator from Wisconsin is on the list, inside. I already have that intel and a bunch of other people. So, it looks like this meeting is going to be very important this year.
Yes, but like you said, they're very uncomfortable. They're likely to duck out on Sunday like they've done before. They just don't enjoy it when they have this much attention. Opposite of what they've always wanted, they want to be absolutely 100% secret. They are, for Obama, they know he'll follow orders. And they prefer to have Obama as president. And they'll throw a lot of money at him, indirectly, of course. But they know that the that Romney will follow orders, and as usual, they'll own both horse in a two-horse race. But their preferred horse, and it's starting gate number one, is Obama.
So your intel is that they are still leaning towards Obama as a better front man to carry out their crimes.
Yes, he's been very obedient so far.
So the elite are very pleased with Obama.
Yes, they are pleased with Obama. I'm not.
Well, that's because you're a bad man.
Oh, yeah. Look how liberal I am. I voted for Obama. When you voted for Obama, you also voted for a self-proclaimed communist. Self-proclaimed until he's 41 years old and stopped because of political advice.
Yeah, the re-education camp news confirmed is pretty shocking. Jim, amazing. We're going to talk to Mark Anderson, roving editor of American Free Press, your colleague on the other side. You're welcome, after you have one of your little cigarettes, to pop back in with any thoughts you've got. But Mark Anderson coming up. And, Jim, I'll see you at 6 o'clock. Thank you. I'll see you at 6 o'clock. All right, folks, we'll be right back. More calls coming up. And I got a ton of other articles we haven't even gotten to yet. That's at InfoWars.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from less than a mile away from the site of Bilderberg 2012, the thing that didn't exist. Kind of like Australia's has a new regulation where you get a 1.1 million Aussie dollar fine if you say you don't like carbon taxes. That's actually in their newspapers. They're like, oh yes, we'll have agents in the restaurants and on the streets. If we hear you, 1.1 mil, second offense, arrested. I mean, that's North Korea. You don't cry for Kim Jong-il, or you know, you go to jail. And now the same globalist crooks who want to destroy our republic and all of free Europe and all of England and all the UK, they're here now. They're here now, posing as socialites. Their minions are here. Their advance teams. And they've shut it down days before the Westfields Marriott. They have some attractive blonde Bond villain Swedish chick running around telling staff and others. There's a story one of the reporters told us this morning. We confirmed from people that work there that they come through and threaten the staff and then just say, we want you to know there's going to be full auto machine guns, which shows the woman must know nothing about guns. Or, I mean, who cares? We're not scared. Like we've done something wrong. Charlie Skelton with the London Guardian. Big international news the last few years. He's been covering it. Been a godsend on that front. And we're also joined by Mark Anderson, roving reporter for AmericanFreePress.net, the guys that started it all 35 years ago. They are here with us as well. And so both of you gentlemen, Charlie will be with us a little bit in the next hour. We've just got Mark until the end of this hour, but both of you riding shotgun right now. Mark, give us your data dump, your intel, the metal fence, not here 4 years ago, them throwing me out of there today, throwing the rest of the media out, now running backgrounds of all the people throwing them out. What do you make of all of this?
Well, one thing I can tell you that compared to Europe, they're doing the close down a lot more aggressively this year and more in advance. 2 years ago in Spain at Sitges, my assistant and I were wandering through the empty hotel. Of course, it's like a funeral home before they get there. And we were unmolested. I was walking from room to room, looking all over the place, and there was nobody around, not even security that would see me or be anywhere near me. This year, you can't even breathe loudly in there without somebody watching you. Even 2 days ago, if you walked off the beaten path, you had somebody following you. I mean, if you didn't make a beeline to the bathroom or the restaurant and you were looking at the art on the wall and the place looks like an art museum, there, you know, you could feel the eyes upon you. There was local hotel security. And then another day later, there was some, you know, U.S. Navy license plates and other kind of odd vehicles there. And it just kept escalating. I've been there several times, and each day it was more furtive glances over the shoulder, you know.
And since you mentioned the artwork, and I wanted to get back in this year, but my guys were able to, but they saw me and I wasn't able to get in this morning. I thought I'd send them in first. Last night, it's like little children with black circles around their eyes. It's subtle, but it's like, it's basically zombie children is the artwork. Charlie, have you seen the artwork?
No, I'm not quite sure what artwork is this?
How's his audio, guys? Good? Fantastic. Yeah, they've just got really creepy little children, you know, just standing there, you know, paintings, but then they've got black circles around their eyes. And if you look close, it's like they're dead.
Okay, I missed that. But
Mark, have you seen the creepy art?
A couple of them were a little foreboding looking. I didn't look real closely. I was more getting the lay of the land, the lay of the hotel. I learned that they're going to meet mostly in the West Wing, kind of an ironic thing, you know, the West Wing. I had a contact in there who learned that they're mostly using the West Wing of the hotel. So I was looking at the big picture, not so much the pictures on the wall. But, yeah, a couple of them were a little, you know, foreboding. I don't know if they're, you know, as macabre as what you would say, you know, but I didn't look that
well. I'm a painter. I'm a painter. That's why. I mean, I'm not like some great trained eye, but it's pretty obvious actually if you look closer. But enough of me on that. Continuing, what do you make of them running background checks? I've confirmed this with sources in the hotel that they're running background checks on everybody last night with big computer banks lined up, just like I'd seen the day of the event when they kicked us out 4 years ago. But this is days early, and actually throwing people already checked in out.
I've heard a little bit about that. I don't know about the background checks in some highly technical way. I do know that, you know, as I said, they were watching people very closely, no matter who you were, no matter what you were doing, even 2 or 3 days ago. I didn't personally confirm what you're saying in detail. But by this time, I haven't been there in about 24 hours. By this time, I'm sure it's stepped up a lot as you got done describing with some sort of blonde chick running, you know, kind of running the overall thing. And I've been, of course, contacting a lot of area and national media because we have to break the media blackout that isn't so pronounced in Europe but still persists here largely. So,
well said. Stay right there. I want to get more of your take on what's happening. Again, roving editor of AmericanFreePress.net joining us. Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian. Be sure and tell people all the sub-websites to see all your amazing reportage and photos and also your dark satire on these guys. Tell us about your experiences, both getting in to the command center. You know, you live in Airstrip 1, but you actually entered the command base of Orwellianism. You're now in the former Republic of the United States, now Bankerstan. You're here in the middle of all these defense contractors, the greatest nesting in the world. What have you been experiencing, Charlie Skelton?
Well, I do find Chantilly a little bit disturbing, I have to say. It's a strange place. I mean, just simply driving along and seeing these mammoth arms companies everywhere, and you realize you are in and the belly of the beast here. I mean, it's no wonder that the security's tight. I mean, this place is security. Everything is, the whole place is just a world of security. And, you know, it's what I find interesting about the, you know, the banks of computers, the sheer size of what's going on in terms of both the organization and the security, is that this is a big event. And, you know, 4 years ago, I didn't even know it existed until I walked along the street in Greece and saw Jim Tucker. I wasn't even sure I was in the right place, you know, but it's getting bigger and bigger from the outside. we're sort of catching up finally with Bulldog and treating it with the respect it deserves in the sense of its scale and its importance.
Exactly. I want both of your take on this, but first, Charlie's. The establishment, if you go back 25, 35 years when Jim was covering, would just say it doesn't exist. A total mind game, like a Jedi mind trick. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. And laugh at everyone. But now the system's lost so much credibility because once you discover one part of the shadow state, then you discover, wow, what we thought was the state is just the front. There's this whole thing. And that's why they like to meet here, is it's right in the heart of what Eisenhower warned us of, the military-industrial complex. And it really is upsetting them that now it's not just the puppet presidents and prime ministers that come and go. We're now addressing the real power structure.
Yeah, and if you look at the history of Bilderberg, which is what I'm writing for my next piece, is just going back over how it was born, and it's born out of the CIA and MI6. I mean, I'm going to use a photograph, actually, you can see it online. I'm going to use it in my piece of the head of the OSS, William Donovan, sitting next to Joseph Rettinger, and sitting next to Thomas Braden, who's in charge of Operation Mockingbird and in charge of the European arm of the American Committee on United Europe, ACUE, which was headed up by Donovan. And these are the people that pump money through the European movement, which is the predecessor, really, of Bilderberg. And so this place is... Bilderberg was spawned by a mixture of American and British intelligence.
Yeah, it's come back home.
And bankers, yeah.
That's it. Tell us more about your piece. They created the corporate world government, where they're exempt from the laws, and they put a bunch on us.
Yeah, and... I think that when people talk who are perhaps less informed talk about Bilderbergers, I just think they're just getting together to try and, you know, sort out. They're just trying to sort the world out for us, you know. I mean, in a sense, that's true, but not in quite the way that I think people mean that when they say it. And I think there's a you talked about this Jedi mind trick of what's happened. I think that what's happened, one of the big things that happened, is that the lid has been kept so tightly on the story for so long that the mainstream media has kind of forgotten about it, and now that when the alternative media is talking about it, they're sort of, the mainstream media can't bear the fact they don't know about this thing, so they almost shut their minds to it. They're going, yeah, come on, look, it's nothing. If it was something, I'd know about it. You know,
like, well, let me tell you, from 4 years ago, the police were nice 4 years ago and did their job and were constitutional. This year, they were just, they couldn't, it was like I was a rock star, and they were looking at me friendly and shaking my hand, and oh, yeah, and then behind the scenes, went, oh, yeah, we know they're mafia. And I'm like, the police are, like, totally on our side now. This is a 180.
Really?
It was amazing today. Yeah, it was like, wow. They finally get it. That's the mafia. I'm not the bad guy. I'm the good guy.
Well, I remember in Spain, one of the extraordinary things was how much on the side of the protesters the police were, even up to the chief of the police locally. You know, some
same thing happened in Switzerland.
Yeah. I mean, and they were literally saying, yes, we understand. I mean, 2 days before the Spanish Bilderberg, the police were marching up and down the streets for their pay, you know, which had just been cut. And people were saying, look, you're pointing in the wrong direction here. You need to turn around. We're not the, you know, the protesters were saying, we're not the enemies. And the Spanish protesters were very sophisticated, and they spoke to the Spanish police and explained the situation. The police were completely, you know, cognizant of what was going on. And I think that is changing. That's an extraordinary thing, because once the system loses control of the police, then that's sort of it, isn't it?
Well, that's what happened to Ceausescu in Romania. Mark Anderson, where do you think Bilderberg is today? I mean, is this not the beginning of a rout, what you witnessed in the high mountains there in the Swiss Alps last year? What do you think they're thinking right now? And what do you think of what Charlie said about, really, Bilderberg is the New World Order?
Well, yeah, the Honorable John Rarick, the late congressman, confirmed in remarks in the Congressional Record that a Joseph Rettinger was behind this. And the intel thing is very true, the intel roots of this. And a lot of people ascribe the founding of this to Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. Of course, he was the figurehead, but it was the intel group that Charlie spoke of that really was the roots of this. And then they got so many years before the Internet came along and before everyone had a camera on their cell phone, before cell phones, of course. And, they got away largely unscathed. But now, probably like NATO, they're having to redefine themselves. There was a bit of a rout in Switzerland. They had bad weather coming in. They got in late and left early. There was a warrant for Henry Kissinger's arrest floating around, this and that. We asked the police if they were going to do anything about it. They just sort of shrugged their shoulders. The most they did for us was give a cake to David Rockefeller for his birthday to add a little bit of wit and humor to the overall thing. But, yeah, they're... there's no doubt that they're part of their discussions, I surmise at least, is going to be, you know, well, their leaders are getting way up in years. You know, Kissinger and Rockefeller, no matter how many organ transplants or fancy drugs they may use, I say that somewhat wryly, but, you know, they can't live forever. So with their octogenarian leaders turning into fossils, I don't know that they can, you know, go much further without maybe breaking off into separate committees, being a little less obvious about all meeting under one
sure.
roof. It's a little difficult to say, but I'm really working hard this year to amplify what Charlie and AFP do to get area and regional and national media on this, because we need to get the U.S. matching Europe in not shying away from this. But yet what Charlie said has some truth to it, that a lot of media have this sort of psych-out thing where they say, well, you know, I can't really deal with this. You know, either my boss won't let me, or I should have known about it, but, you know, my plate's
Well, they also old. Have to admit that we were right all these years, and the word is they don't get promoted if they do report it, but it's even better because it just discredits and shows how controlled they are. But what Charlie, you were trying to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say on the point earlier that, in fact, this year is quite an interesting one because they've got a new chairman. Etienne Davignon is finally gone. And
that was some African weapon stuff. He's in a little bit of trouble right now.
I'm sure. The new guy is you know, he's 57 years old. He's a younger guy. He's Henri de Castries, and he's the head of AXA Group, the big AXA insurance, something like the ninth biggest company in the world by revenue. So he's a, you know, he is the young guard. And if you look at some of the people coming in, like, I'm going to mispronounce his name, I'm sure, Peter Thiel or Thiel, I don't know.
Well, they're bringing in all the Facebook people.
Exactly. So
the Dragon X News private space group, they're giving our infrastructure to them.
So, you know, they are reinventing themselves. Kissinger stepped aside, and we're looking at a new generation this year. And so, yeah, they're not the kind of people to get left behind.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Mark Anderson, American Free Press? What do you make of the fact that they are bringing in a new tech guard, the Schmitz of Google, the Apple people creeping around? Looks like the Panopticon NSA, its children that it created are actually now becoming the new Bilderberg.
Yeah, well, that's probably indicative of the collusion and cooperation among high tech and Intel, and how that ties into the overall intelligence community, and how that ties into Bilderberg and laws. You know, Congress is trying to pass all these laws with these alphabet soup names that would, you know, make these companies share user data with government agencies. There's been one bill after another trying to get through Congress, ACTA, you know, PIPA, all these different ones.
And they're already doing it, as the CIA director said a few months ago. Yeah, we're listening to you over your phone and your toaster. Yeah,
this,
you pay for
this
the tech.
New chairman that's replacing Davignon, is he with Intel? Was that an Intel tech outfit? What was that?
That's insurance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's insurance, yeah, mainly.
Which is just banks, but yeah.
Oh, what's the guy's name?
Henri de Castries. He's got some. He's the fifth comp de whatever you could want.
That's how we knew that was a two-year-old list that was getting circulated last week, because it still had Etienne Davignon, the Viscount, as the head of it.
Yeah, I've long suspected that some of these lists floating around, which don't change much, are, you know, only marginally accurate. Maybe two-thirds of the names are right and one-third aren't.
Can I mention something on the subject?
Yes, go ahead.
Which is just, just struck me, you were talking about the new high-tech Intel people. There's a very funny video on The Onion video about the CIA and how they don't really have to do their job anymore after the creation of all this social networking stuff, which, you know, obviously they had a hand in creating as well. But if you look at it, you look at the CIA on Onion video, and it's just, they're basically the guy from CIA going, yeah, we kind of don't really have to do anything anymore. It's just there in front of us.
Well, it's like ties between the NSA and Google. They created it. They've got secret command bases at NASA facilities. I mean, it is the government. It's just that the government's like, hey, we'll give people taxpayer-created technology. We'll make it public and make people opt in so that they waive their rights, and then we'll all make money off of it. I mean, they're now handing the space program over to these guys. It's still the infrastructure we paid for. It's not real privatization. It's rapification, I would call it.
The line between public and private is almost gone.
Yeah, and again, I would be for real privatization if it's a new project. But when you give someone the lake system with all the infrastructure, and then they keep charging you taxes, but now the local SWAT team is a private, where I live, they have private LCRA SWAT teams and private surveillance cameras, and they're just jacking prices up and laughing at everyone. I mean, this is ridiculous. That's why they got so many libertarians in Bilderberg. These aren't real libertarians. They're these fraudatarians. Any comments on that, Charlie?
Yeah, well, I do find this, the presence of libertarians in Bilderberg, quite difficult to understand. You know, philosophically, it's quite a complicated issue. You know, people like the PayPal guy, Peter Thiel, what he does. You know, he's setting up islands offshore to be new sovereignties. He paints himself a kind of Ayn Rand super free marketeer, but how that fits, you know. It's difficult. It requires study.
They get everybody wanting privatization, but really it's handover infrastructure to them. It's like a pirate. It's piratization. Stay there, Mr. Anders. We're going to come back and get your take on this and Charlie's. But then they know everybody's going to run from the imploded society. They're going to have the offshore islands. This is going to be our final segment with Mark Anderson, but he'll be back on with us again more in the next few days, and I'll be doing On the Street live interviews, Ustream, Justin TV, all of them at Infowars.com. Charlie Skelton's going to be with us 20 minutes into the next hour, and we're going to take your phone calls after that, but at Infowars.com, go to the green link, says Bilderberg 2012, it's got them throwing me out of the hotel and more, and again, on that page, that's where you'll see the live stuff go out, and then it's immediately archived and posted there. And we got 3.5 million viewers just on Justin last year. We're doing Ustream right now. We're going to be doing some Justin as well. But the establishment can't deal with numbers like that. 3.5 mil, just, you know, 20 videos or so we uploaded. Charlie Skelton's our guest, again, into the next hour at London Guardian. Finishing up with Mark Anderson of AmericanFreePress.net. Mark, this is the globalist. This is the New World Order. This is Europe expanding across.
Is resistance mounting? Your take on any other facets we haven't covered?
I had your voice drop on a little technical problem on my end. Am I coming through?
Hey, Mark, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but not as well.
Okay, well, that's okay. Any other points you think are important or observations?
Well, coming out of the NATO summit in Chicago, which I covered, I suspect with NATO people usually here that they'll carry over to continue to look at their lies about Afghanistan, that we're only going to be there till 2014, when we know full well, as I confirmed in February, that we're going to be there at least till 2016. They're going to look at the whole creation, at least parts thereof, of creating a Trans-Pacific Partnership, a huge super NAFTA free trade deal for their budding Pacific Union. They want an African Union. There's no doubt that what NATO put on the table, Bilderberg will continue to mull over in some way, shape, or form, because NATO typically will have people there. And the drone strikes are said to increase under NATO, as NATO-related speakers said at a Chicago gathering I covered. They're going to rely more on a leaner approach to the military, which means more unmanned military missions, which means more drone strikes, and also something called smart defense was discussed at NATO. And I think a lot of this will wind up on the floor or on the agenda in some way, going into Bilderberg, because there's so much interaction between the NATO brass, the NATO heads, intelligence, and Bilderberg. It's all kind of, you know, one big happy family.
Sure. I mean, let's be clear. It's a global private corporate system that survives off tax money and fake al-Qaeda threats they create, but then use in Syria and Libya as the good guys, but then give up our rights because they're also the bad guys. It's like a, you know, fix-all skeleton key they use. They're now announcing that the Air Force is going to double the amount of drones from 10,000 to 20,000, 30,000 domestic drones against us. It is invasion of the robots. They're also developing all these ground robots. We've got a crazy elite with automated computer factories where robots work on robots. This is their words, launching a giant drone attack on us. I mean, this is a science fiction movie. Mark Anderson, comments on that. We're going to go to break and come back and get Charlie Skelton's take on that segment.
Well, none of that would surprise me. I'd have to independently confirm all those details. It sounds like something out of a Star Wars movie where you have these drone armies. But there's no doubt they're going to step up unmanned military things. And one of the things they want to add is smart defense, which includes using fewer live soldiers, but mostly involves merging defense decision-making. This was revealed at NATO, meaning that NATO will embed itself more deeply into the decision-making processes of its member states, meaning that Congress and the people will be cut out even more out of the
decision-making. Sure, unified command. That's what. Mark, stay there. Five more minutes. I want to get Charlie's take on this and have you finish up. But that's what they told Congress. They're not involved in war now. The UN is.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into another hour of worldwide broadcast, May 30th, 2012. I am in Virginia, less than a mile away from the global mafia crime syndicate meeting known as Bilderberg. Charlie Skelton riding shotgun until the bottom of the hour with us, and I'll continue with your phone calls. Mark Anderson, we were getting into a discussion about drones. Yes, people can look that up. 30,000 drones, $46 billion in funding over the next decade, armed drones, CBS News, Associated Press, Predators, Reapers, small attack systems, and anti-personnel with shotguns, 50 cals, nerve gas. Also, they're announcing they're going to have them with tear gas and rubber bullets in Houston. All of this is the new smart military they talk about. This is getting humans out of it so the troops can say, no, they don't care. They have giant robot armies we've got to fight. Yes, it is science fiction. It's 2012, and the technocrats are here. Finish your point on that, Mark Anderson, then we'll get Charlie Skelton's take.
Well, I was talking about smart defense being an administrative thing as well, where NATO envisions, you might say, elbowing into national decision-making much more deeply and saying, you know, we want more say-so over what your Congress, you know, quote-unquote, decides, even though our Congress really decides very little, other than, you know, rubber stamping and just giving perfunctory approval to.
Yeah, they want rubber stamping sign over. Well, that's why Obama has told them, I'll launch wars and we'll do it under UN or NATO command. That's why the Secretary of Defense has said it. This is treason.
Yeah, and NATO, just not long ago, NATO was like, who? And now NATO is the merchant marine of big money, free trade, and the bankers. And, you know, they won't take no for an answer. They, you know, one protester called them the North American or North Atlantic Terrorist Organization. That would be a more accurate name. You know, wanting to elbow in on decision making, wanting this, you know, far less human involvement in a lean, mean world army, and wanting to expand east and force probably or cajole more nations to come in under the NATO umbrella as partners or members. They want to expand their membership all the way to Australia.
And they're setting up unified police states everywhere. Mark Anderson, I'll see you this evening. Great job. Look forward to shaking your hand.
Yeah, sounds good. Take care. Thanks. Hang in there, Charlie. See you later.
All right, Charlie's with us for two more long segments coming up. Charlie, going out to break, though, you were telling me during break, these drones are just out of control.
Yeah, no, I was saying that it's the single story that that's knocking around at the moment that most depresses me. But I mean, it was on the front page of the American papers. I saw it yesterday the American military has now got a contract to arm the Italian army's drones. So, you know, they started as surveillance drones, and now they're being armed, and now they're all armed, and now they're being used domestically. And I was talking, I remember, to Robert Ramsey, who's the longtime editor of Lobster magazine, which is a British underground magazine, and we started talking, and we got onto drones, and he just went, oh, God, yeah. He said, they're going to be just flying over and shooting you. And that's essentially
it. And it's the perfect cowardly weapon now, where even the enforcers aren't even going to have to be close to you, and now they already have autonomous drones. The globalists just pre-programmed the robots. Yeah. It's folks, humans have to come together against this.
But add in, directed energy weapons, which is, one of the big talking points. I mean, I've spent a little time, because I've been here in Chantilly, I've spent a little bit of time on the on the websites of the big arms companies. And you just simply have to look at what they're saying on their websites. And that's, you know, depressing. I was going to say scary.
Yeah, no, when the police are like, we can put a nerve gas package on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is our money used to build a giant automated drone system against us. It is a Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
it's like the globalist trade federations landing on Naboo and disgorging the robots.
Yeah, I was speaking to some guy in the who runs a bar nearby, and I said, you know about the conference? No, you'd never heard of it. And I just think we should all be like that. Why should we have to worry about these stupid things? But unfortunately, you know, we do.
Well, it is 2012. Stay there. I want to get back into drones more. Any intel you've got on Bilderberg 2012? Charlie Skelton, London Guardian, is our guest in the studio. Studio is here on the road in a hotel room. And we're going to be up to lots of First Amendment evil mischief against the technocratic global eugenicist scum. Straight ahead, stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You can read the London Guardian's latest breaking news. Bilderberg 2012, the technocrats are rising at this year's annual conference. And I haven't had time to click on. Is that your article, Charlie?
That is, yeah. That's my one.
All right, Charlie Skelton writes for the biggest paper in England and probably one of the biggest English-speaking in Europe. I know it's on newsstands in Europe. And it's big to have the Guardian reporting on it because they can't ignore it anymore. Now what, this will be your third year covering it?
Fourth, I think. Yeah.
Fourth year. Amazing. I remember when I first interviewed you, you were, I want to say naive. You're like, really? World government? Really? But you are a changed man all these years later. Tell me about the women, these piranha-like women. I never got in the building, but my guys saw them. I talked to some of the workers there and others. They say, yes, the women come to them and go, don't talk to any of the people. And then they're like, well, I wasn't going to talk to any of the press. And they're like, good, because bad things happen. So they're actually threatening people in there. Tell me what you saw them doing.
Well, we went for a quick lunch, my wife and I, and my wife went up and spoke to the ladies, you know, the kind of Irma Blunt character, who's the more senior, and the tall icy blonde, who's her, you know, lieutenant. And they're scary ladies, but they're actually scared of someone come up. Hannah just went, oh, so how's it going? How's the preparation for the big event? And it was like, please leave me alone. Leave us alone. And I think they might be Dutch, so forgive my accent.
Okay, well, the other guy said Swedish. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going
to
guess Dutch.
But I mean, imagine. You had better not, it's like out of a movie, better not speak to media. Okay, well, why? We have machine gun nest, full auto. I'm sorry, I'm serious.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can quite believe it. They're, you know, then.
Oh, no, not the machine gun nest.
Yeah. Oh, there's one of them. She shoved a camera in my face in Sitges. But this year she was filming us on her mobile phone. Just so we were there at the desk of the hotel. And, I we're filming them, so maybe that's...
That shows you, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we're all filming each other.
I mean, what type of stuff did you see them doing? I mean, what did you witness inside?
Mainly, I witnessed a very nice crab salad, they plonked us down next to the place is crawling with security guys, and you know, we got sat next to some at lunchtime, and they were just, you know, we couldn't help over here, and they, you know, they're just talking about their various £30 million contracts from Booz Allen and, you know, CACI and all the big arms companies, and you know, There's a lot of security here. I mean, even in this hotel, there's a lot of pairs of extremely buff men with crew cuts staying here. So unless
No, we're staying in the hotel without saying the name that has all the spooks in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing, is that again, these are security contractors acting like cops.
Yeah.
And then going around and threatening people. And so you're at lunch, and they're going, yeah, another $30 billion, the American taxpayer. Mm. And they wrap it in the flag. But really, we're building this private corporate empire for us.
Yeah, and you can just tell that, you know, he said, one of the quotes is, you know, you come out of the Navy and you go to a contractor and say, what's my mission? And that there are so many sliding doors. And this is one of the points I'm going to make throughout my stay here, is that everything is blurry at the moment. You know, the blur between federal government and private contractors, between banks and academics and technocrats and politicians. You can't, you look a little bit close and you realize they're all just, essentially, it's the same power that is wearing different hats. And that's really boring. You kind of want your world to be full of different people with different allegiances and interesting.
Well, also, it's all lies. Country, sovereignty. They sell us on their agenda in the name of sovereignty. But then they're butchering every known basic liberty and every canon of freedom. They're outrageously tyrannical. They have an outrageous anti-human eugenics agenda. And it's like, oh, my God. And the average person is in a mind-numbed stupor, mesmerized.
Yeah, we're talking of eugenics. You can draw a straight line from the Nazis through to Bilderberg. And, via Operation Paperclip. Is it? These people like Prince Bernhard and was Mark.
Yeah, you got a big article coming out after you finish with us today, and I appreciate you spending time with us, Charlie. You've got the floor. Tell folks about your big piece coming out in The Guardian in about 5 hours.
Well, I'm just going to do my little bit to stitch together some of the history, from the relationship between the CIA and Bilderberg and, the SS, and you look at Prince Bernhard. He's a former SS officer who worked for IG Farben's secret.
And there was a group of SS even above the SS, and he was in that. It basically translates to Royal SS.
Right, okay. And he was there with IG Farben. And people like the Dulles brothers and IG Farben, they're just, it's pure Nazi money that spilled through from Wall Street.
The fighter bombers, like my grandfather on my dad's side, in World War II, they were not allowed to bomb certain grids. And one of them was IG Farben.
Right, yeah. I mean, and so this is where Bilderberg was born. It was born in this kind of messy, full of Nazi, eugenic-y kind of, you have to look it up. And, intelligence communities, it all gets very, confused. But the big things that stand out are the intelligence community and the money. And, it's the money that comes through the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, and once you get to talking about the foundations, then that's where you start going, oh, my God, really, this is where the real power is.
Continue with your points, though, because you said that was the main thing you wanted to get into is your piece that's coming up. I mean, what you've discovered.
Well, I mean, a lot of this stuff has been done, and this is what I urge your listeners and viewers to do, is to go and look at the stuff that's already been looked at. There have been academics that have pieced together the history of the kind of British socialists, the left-wing movement in Britain post-war, and it all has its roots in CIA money. And the European movement, which was headed up by Joseph Rettinger, who went on to kind of form Bilderberg with Bernhard, the European movement was just a CIA front. And it's the money sort of comes round and back and gets washed through different things. And it comes, it's one way it's washing through a foundation, another way it's washing through a kind of educational thing or a political movement. All these post-war European movements, they're all kind of fronts. But what's great is that we've got a photograph and you can look at the people standing next to each other and go, okay, it's the CIA, it's Joseph Rettinger, it's the American Committee on United Europe, and that's where Bilderberg has come from. And so when you look at it today, and you look at last year, the keynote express being done by the head of the NSA, it hasn't lost touch with its intelligence roots. In fact, it is what it is. It's this creature that is part intelligence, part money, part banking, part academia as well. Don't forget them.
And media. There's some media.
And media, yeah. And, so that's... It's very interesting just to trace it back through from the 50s.
Exactly, but we know their agenda because their documents have leaked, their different public statements. It's a horrible police state, global tyranny, run by corporations that are exempt from the laws they put on us. I mean, this is a hellish future they're creating. I mean, hundreds of thousands of drones globally, 30,000 domestically, with energy weapons and nerve gas flying around. I mean, with our money, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I was looking on the website of one of the arms companies, and what its slogan practically was, bringing biometrics to the battlefield. Don't let's forget, in the list of things I just gave, don't forget the high tech stuff that we were talking about earlier. That's absolutely crucial, and something
yeah,
like
that. Yeah, the technocracy is there. It's what's going to control the drones, the robots, the spying, the automation, where just everything we buy in the future globally is standardized to be a Trojan horse control system.
Yeah, and the I I'm going to put my little tinfoil hat on at this point and leave facts behind. But you know, you see your smartphone there, which, you know, it's just basically a bugging device. You know, that is just getting closer and closer to being in your arm. You know,
No, they've said that, but let's stop. Yeah. They're telling the military chips are coming. Yeah. This is, and then your kids are going to want it because it's going to. You can't play, you know, Bing Boing or whatever the new game's going to be if you don't have it. But look, meeting you 4 years ago or talking to you on the phone, I just met you in person the first time today. You know, you're a satire writer, comedy writer, very successful in your own right. The Guardian sends you, you're kind of joking around, but then you see the police state. And now to talk to you, it's extremely sophisticated. You figured it all out exactly from what we've researched, and you're going beyond that. And really, that's when you find the global elite and not the facade, you begin to find reality is what I'm trying to say. I mean, is that an accurate statement, or how has this transformed your worldview once you started going down the rabbit hole?
Well, one thing I'd say is that I've spoken to a lot of different people who, on this subject, you know, what we're talking about here broadly, and everyone ends up singing the same song, and that's what I find extraordinary. You know, you can talk to someone from Switzerland or, you know, Brussels. So anyone who's kind of got it ends up with the same basic structure of what's going on, and I think it's the right one. You know, I think that...
No, yeah, it is.
You know, and I listen to what you talk about, you know, show after show, and... I think you're right. You know, that's the horror.
Well, it is horror. No, I get
globalist. Well, Alan Watt is a good example. You know, his stuff, he's right. No wonder you get depressed listening to Alan Watt, but, you know, he's basically right. That's the...
And it's so horrible because exactly, all the time new globalist documents, Rockefeller Foundation about sterilants and vaccines and stuff, we get these, confirm they're real. And it's not like, oh, I've proven they're building re-education camps. It's very sad. It's like, wow, it was actually worse than I thought.
Yeah, and I remember when I remember you telling me the first... this is how weird this was. I was on the phone to you, live on the show, whilst in Greece, just up the road from Bilderberg, being followed around at night by two Greek, well, later found out secret policemen, scared out of my mind. You on the other end of the phone saying, you've gone down the rabbit hole now. And I was just thinking, my God, I really have. You know, my world is melting before my eyes as I'm... You know, it was scary stuff.
Well, no, when they call up and say, I was just listening to you, we're going to kill all of you. I heard you talking to your daddy. When they do that, you're like, wow, the government's listening to my phone and threatening me. I mean, they really are criminals. And you realize they want to get their tyranny complete before the public's really brushed up against it. Because let me tell you, that's when you get your wake-up call.
Yeah, I mean, the number of people that I speak to about this, though, sophisticated people who work in the media, and you talk about, for example, the surveillance stuff, and they go, well, I've got nothing to hide. Look at me. What do I do? They can check. They can read my emails. They can look. Yeah, fine. Yeah, welcome to East Germany.
So first, it wasn't happening. Now, oh, let it. The point is they're using the data against you. They're using it to predict the future. They're using it to enslave you. I mean, why not live in a glass house then? You know, hey, I want to go to the toilet in privacy. Why not? Why not let us see you go to the toilet? What are you hiding in your bathroom?
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now
that you got someone to blame? Yeah, it's called the Bilderberg Group.
One love.
And Charlie Skelton and I were having this conversation about the Russian novel, like written about 100 years ago, called We, about glass houses and a total dystopia, no families, no nothing. That is this eugenics endgame, this total war against humanity program. And we're talking about the fact that the national security state says everything we do is secret, but everything you do is public, and it's a sacrament that you're patriotic to worship endless wars, total surveillance. It's a joke. But as the economy is sucked away, people are waking up out of their trance. Charlie Skelton from The Guardian comments on that and tell us any other tidbits that are coming up in the next few days, what you expect to see with the big protests that really start kicking off a little early, it looks like this evening. I mean, people are flooding in, and Bilderberg's not happy.
Yeah, well, on the subject of the glass houses we were just saying, I mean, it's extraordinary the amount of... Every single politician, particularly, I'm sure elsewhere, but in Britain, they keep talking about transparency, transparency, transparency. Even someone like Kenneth Clark, who's on the steering committee of Bilderberg. Yeah, transparency is wonderful. It's the cure-all of this and that. It's, you know, and transparency is it's for us. Yeah, we're transparent. You know, we're the ones that live in the glass houses. We're in the middle of this massive data gathering experiment, which is the internet. You know, all we ever do is give our data. You know, with our phones, with our you know, bank cards, etc. We're just we're just outputting data all the time. And then when we try and do a bit of data gathering on Bilderberg, it's like, oh, whoop, here comes the machine gun. You know, I mean,
but imagine the mental mindset of this woman to walk up to people that work there and people and go, we have machine guns. I mean, my instinct's like, hey, I'm not afraid of you. And I wasn't talking about violence, but you better get the hell out of my face. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, I mean, these tyrants really, they really want to have a bunch of drones to scare us. And they're announcing it. But I think all it's doing is waking people up, Charlie.
Yeah, well, you're saying people are waking up. I mean, let's talk Occupy Bilderberg, which is, I think, an astonishing meme. I don't know what you call it. But seeing the words Occupy and Bilderberg together, it's like it's been, it's like the people like you have re-co-opted the Occupy movement and said, well, no, you know, do you know what? We're going to take it in our direction now. And, you know, you look around Britain.
Yeah, it's not left or right. It's freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, Occupy the Fed or Occupy, you know, Monsanto. And it's like suddenly it's got some teeth, Occupy, and it's great. And I mean, I've been involved in Occupy London, and it was very heartening to see the Economics Working Group, which sounds incredibly Leninist, but anyway, the Economics Working Group putting out a press release saying, you know what, we're worried that an ex-Goldman Sachs managing director is being manoeuvred to possibly take over at the Bank of England. And, you know, that is, that's the Occupy movement really with its head on going, okay, we see the problem.
Exactly.
Here.
The globalists may have created all a lot of these groups. We can just take them away from them. Yeah. The truth is the establishment doesn't have all the power. If we believe they have it and stand down, they win. But if we just go, it's not about labels, it's not about names. We want freedom. We want privacy. We want transparency. We're done.
Yeah. And it's terribly, terribly important if any of your viewers or listeners are half, three quarters thinking about getting down here. Then come, because it's incredibly important.
That's right. This is history. Get over here, even if it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever day you need to be here, or whatever you can do, get to Chantilly, Virginia. This is going to be history-making, and it all kicks off at around noon to 1 o'clock is when they're going to start arriving tomorrow. And we're going to be out there at the gates, and it's going to be big.
Well, they'll bring the big, the ones that really don't want to get seen will come in tonight. That, you know, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you're right. In fact, we need to... Everybody needs to be out at the airport at the...
There's a jet center out there as well.
Yeah, it's the jet center at Dulles, Washington. It's the Dulles Airport, and absolutely everybody go out there, and if the cops come over, go, hey, we've already talked to the Fairfax police. We're media covering the political conference. I mean, if you had 130 top movie stars meeting in secret, there'd be eight helicopters in the air right now trying to film it. But it's like, you're weird because you want to know what the politicians are doing.
Yeah, I know. Why can't they have a right to meet in public, in private? You know, they have a right to secrecy. And you know what? No, they don't. When it's elected officials meeting under these circumstances.
Logan Act, and I know England has similar laws. The UK does.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, obviously politicians have private meetings. That's fine. But there's something about the nature of this meeting and its length. You know, it's 3 days. You know, last year the Chancellor of the Exchequer of Britain went for 3 days in his official capacity with a Treasury official alongside him. It's probably the biggest event in his calendar. You know, a 3-day event. They've all got their diaries to coincide, and yet nothing said about it in the media. Not a word. He doesn't report.
And again, he's meeting with other banking heads and corporate heads to create policy, which is illegal. And now we've got NATO saying they're going to command our military in the UN. And then they admit that's their agenda. I mean, this is a corporate takeover. Charlie, we're so designed for a foreign enemy. This is a corporate takeover. Charlie Skelton, give us your private website as well.
Oh, I don't really have one.
It's just Guardian. Go there.
Yeah, Guardian. Just go to the Guardian, you'll see it.
All right, thank you so much, buddy.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The world is in the middle of the greatest transformation human civilization and society has ever witnessed. It's at light speed. Technology is generally neutral and empowers humanity, but it has been twisted to be a system of dehumanization and control and social engineering. And at the very top of that pyramid power structure is the Bilderberg Group. Are there other smaller meetings that take place where the globalists are engaging in insider deals? Undoubtedly. But these people are coming in, destroying our sovereignty and building on its ashes a nightmare system. I want to take your phone calls, but I cannot stress to you enough, we're going to have continued breaking news as humanity, not just Americans, but humanity confront and demand that the corporate collaborator New World Order media cover Bilderberg 2012. This is a big deal because they've denied it existed. They denied anything's going on, go back to sleep. And the fact that this is just one little window where we poke holes in the electronic Berlin Wall and the sunlight comes in and then more and more comes in and all of us poke holes in it, it will collapse. So I want to thank all the guests that have been on today, Mark Anderson, Jim Tucker, of course, Charlie Skelton, always very interesting here in studio with us on the road. We're going to have live feeds tonight with Jim Tucker at a press meeting we're going to have with him. We're going to have live feeds out on the road. There's a lot going on. I want you to have your own live feeds as you go into the Westfields Marriott. It's not completely closed yet, but they won't let you check in. They're throwing people out. They'll get in your face. But I think as citizens, you know, there's not signs saying don't go in there. I'm calling for a press mob. Call the corporate prostitute media and say, I thought this didn't exist. Do you know they're putting fences up over there? Again, they want to just have their big NATO stuff where their puppets are there and they crack people over the heads and train everybody for a police state and have drones in the sky. They don't want the real criminals behind closed doors. They have a few speeches that are given, but mainly it's elites getting together in little impromptu groups and organizing, you know, their quid pro quo criminal activities. And just amazing on-the-street video feeds with the police being ordered to throw us out this morning and so much more. If you go to Infowars.com, all you do is click on the right-hand side. It's in green. You see home, Alex Jones radio show, news, multimedia, forum, store, contact, top stories, breaking news in red, search, and Bilderberg 2012. You know, now that I think about it, I told the crew make that green, but it kind of comes out looking weird. It's almost yellow. We might as well just go yellow with it or make it a little bit deeper green. I know I said new leaf green, but that's more like a sickly green. It doesn't matter. It's on the right-hand side in the toolbar, Infowars.com. It's also on PrisonPlanet.com. And again, the crew's doing a fabulous job. I'm just always multitasking here on the road. You pretty much, it's like, what's that Jim Carrey movie where he's always on camera? The Truman Show. This is like the Alex Jones Show. I guess that's what it's called. It is actually the Alex Jones Show. I like to call it InfoWars Live. Remember when I started my syndication back with Genesis in about 1998 or so, and I'd already done some phone shows over shortwave, but I was actually getting up on the satellites, getting syndicated immediately, sort of getting picked up, and I said, well, what are we going to call it? Are we going to call it InfoWars? No, it needs to be Alex Jones Show, because for ratings, stations, you know, have the Arbitron, your name's got to be said a lot. And I'm like, I don't like saying my name all the time. He says, that's the few tips I got in radio. And they go, look, you got to get the ratings, and they got to recognize your name, buddy. Please take our advice. So that was one of the few things that, I mean, I already knew that from radio, being on a few years locally, that you got to say the name of the station, say your name and all that. But that's why it's been the Alex Jones Show. But really, it's just InfoWars Live. But, okay, technically, for our AM and FM affiliates, we'll call the show Alex Jones Live. That's what we're now calling it at PrisonPlanet.tv. The three-hour daytime radio show, Alex Jones Live. Alex Jones Live. InfoWars Nightly News. That's up there, 7 o'clock every evening, PrisonPlanet.tv. And all of this is funded by you. The TSA grope-free old bus we've got that's just a beaut and awesome. That's thanks to you to travel around America as the TSA checkpoints get set up. And by the way, the reports are pouring in. Drones everywhere, TSA checkpoints on highways, rock concerts, high school football games, and they're coming in, and the police take orders from them, and these non-bonded, non-sworn, they're not even police. They're not even feds out of their jurisdiction. It's just these TSA inspectors command everyone, and they grope you, and now they say they're going to be at the malls. I mean, this is hellish. This is our country. This is not safety. This is horrible. And who's creating the standardized tyranny? They're doing it everywhere the globalists control. The Bilderberg scum. These are the filth. These are the enemy. These people are the problem. They're the bad guys. And we need to identify them. There's a reason they want to hide. The real power wants to hide. Serial killers want to hide. The power behind the throne wants to hide. And we're here shining light on these roaches. When do roaches come out? 3 a.m. to eat those crumbs you didn't clean up in the kitchen. You stumble in the kitchen with a headache to get some cough syrup or whatever, turn a light on in a house you lived in for years, never seen roaches. Like, you, there's three of you on the counter. You know, I'm going to kill you. That's what's going on here. And, I mean, these roaches now are telling us that, yeah, we're listening to you and watching you, and we'll disappear you. We'll re-educate you. Does that scare you? Does that scare you? No, it doesn't scare me. It makes me get angry, and it makes me want to defeat you and expose you. And to defeat you politically, we've got to expose your technocratic takeover with the voting fraud and the police state and all of these arrogant crooks up here saying they're going to take our money and use it against us. I've had enough. So everybody, send InfoWars.com out to everyone you know on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Send them. In fact, let's have Kurt please Twitter out the Bilderberg 2012 page. You know, like, here it is, the live feed Bilderberg coverage master page. I know we've got a couple of those up now, but it's the one that's green linked, right-hand side, top toolbar of InfoWars.com. Help us, ladies and gentlemen. Help us. We're here, facing the globalists, dealing with it all, to confront them. We're right on their radar because they're on our radar. Okay? But those of you that can't come, spread the word. We're going to have uploads, more of them, to the Alex Jones YouTube channel. PrisonPlanet.tv is free for the next 4 or 5 days, right through Sunday when we leave. The daily radio show will be live Sunday from the road. All of it. And yes, more and more, they used to leave on Monday morning. Now the globalist scum are leaving Sunday, afternoon, generally. Some people can stay till Monday. They try to keep the hotel closed past that. But in my experience, it's Sunday. I mean, we are letting the world know who's doing it. These are the banksters. There's not just rich people and then communists. There's ultra-rich funding communists to communalize wealth, to make everybody dependent, and they're exempt globalists offshore, getting the lion's share of the tax money, and using government to shut down their competition. It's monopoly capitalism, the friend of communism, the enemy of freedom. Okay? All right, let's go to your phone calls here. We're going to go to some phone calls. There's a bunch of other breaking news. Mainstream news is going, yes, all the new cell phones, all the new apps, they're all watching and listening to you. Yes, it's freedom. Yes, but don't you dare try to videotape in public or the cops are going to come over and get your face. I mean, what a joke, man. They're in our houses listening to us with computers recording everything illegally, admitting it now, and then all over the country, police are arresting people that videotape or photograph them in public. I mean, come on, cops. You think you're going to go up the chain of command because your commander tells you to do that? You guys ought to get together and say no to that. My gosh, you say America, and there's all this freedom on Memorial Day, and thank God for our freedom. Really, you better defend that freedom. We don't have much longer here. If we don't turn this around, this is real. Not exhausting myself because I'm just playing games here. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a chance to beat these people. Judy, Sean, Helen, Ryan, Julio. Let's go to Julio first. He's been a We Are Change reporter for years and followed a lot of great reports. He's going to college. I think he's out of college now for journalism. He actually covered the G20 in the journalist pool. Julio, you say you had breakfast at the Bilderberg Hotel this morning, the Westfields Marriott. Tell us what you saw, Julio.
Oh, hello, Alex. I think I'm like 10 minutes away from you or something like that. But yeah, we got into Chantilly about 7 a.m. this morning, 7 or 8. And, you know, I was following your updates from InfoWars.com and talking about how you were banned from the hotel and wanting the press to go to eat there. So I said, hey, let's go have breakfast with the Bilderbergs. We showed up to the Marriott Hotel, myself and an independent journalist from Ohio. Randy came with me. We went inside, and it was so weird, Alex, because the hotel was empty. I thought going in, I thought I would see some.
They kicked almost everyone out and told the others, you've got to leave by tomorrow, go to another hotel. They were rousting people out of their beds last night. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was so interesting. So we went upstairs to the second floor. We had the breakfast buffet. And as soon as we got in there, we sat down, and everyone was looking at us. There were about 15 people there, all security, it looked like. you know, I had my camera out momentarily to show this reporter some footage that I picked up from the NATO summit in Chicago, and here comes a security guard telling me I need to put my camera away, and if I had my camera out again, he would take that camera from me. It was so odd, Alex. There were female security ladies with police badges that looked like her, some walkie-talkies saying that we had cameras. It was quite odd.
But again, they're all surveilling us everywhere and saying, oh, the drones are going to watch in. Yeah, we're going to secretly disappear you, but don't you aim your camera at us. We have rights.
What was interesting, they brought in a female security guard. She was kind of trying to escort us out the building. I went to the bathroom to get some more time inside the hotel. And we go outside. I'm, you know, showing the Westfields Marriott. And here comes this woman again, Alex, a female security guard. And she was, like, so scared. She was telling us in a nice but, you know, frightened manner that we needed to leave. We should not be here.
No, that's because they've threatened the employees. They've got a bunch of foreign mercs and people walking around with their shaved heads. And everybody's like, oh, yes, sir. That's the new America. Oh, don't get me secret, North Korean police. It's just what it's like to live in it. They want to make all of America like that. Where, oh, yes, sir. Yes, contractor. Yes, sir. Here's my tax money. Here, have a drone. Look at me and my wife. Yes, sir. Thanks for keeping me safe. Thanks for keeping America free, sir.
People wanted to look at the video. It's Breakfast with the Bilderbergs. I just put it on YouTube not that long ago. And I hope everyone that's here in Chantilly, let's go tonight. Let's have dinner inside the Marriott. Let's have some drinks.
Dinner with the Bilderberg security thugs. Great idea, Julio. Good to hear from you. In fact, maybe I'll send some of my guys in who haven't been identified. I mean, boy, the minute I pulled up, it was like, first, they had guys walk out and bug their eyes out at me and then walk off. I mean, it's just like weird with the power structure. Shake and fear. You know how many countries we've destroyed and DU'd? America is ours. I will be the leader.
Commander.
I will be the leader, Destro, not you. That's what the globalists are. It's like Cobra Commander, an international terrorist group that's corporate that comes in and takes over your government. I mean, that's it. Let's go ahead and talk to Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm really, I think what you're doing is very courageous. I really believe this is very historic.
I'm not, ma'am, courageous. We got to confront the people destroying our country and openly saying NATO and the UN now run our military. I mean, it's here, world government. I've got to do this or I have no future.
Friends. Right. I have friends that are going to be attending with you. And, you know, I'm concerned for everyone involved. I mean, I believe that the globalists, you know, at Bilderberg right now have a right to be as paranoid as they are because they, even though we're going to remain peaceful, that they know what they're doing is criminal. And they know that we know that it's criminal also. But, you know, I used to live 15 minutes away from where you are right now. And I used to fold papers for the Rock Creek Free Press. I believe you interviewed Matt Sullivan before I even knew who you were. And several of the friends from that group, the 9/11 Truth Group in D.C., is going to be attending. And their friends.
Oh, I know. There's going to be masses of people there. It's so exciting.
Yeah. And it's like, I wish people weren't so far behind the curve that, you know, because I agree with you 100%. People need to be behind the abolishment of the drones because, you know, it's past being an
People thought, listen, you can pull up YouTube videos from 7-8 years ago, and I appreciate your call. Great points. When people go on, Jones is crazy. He says by 2012, half the Air Force will be drones. I was reading MIT and Pentagon reports. This is public. Jones is crazy. He says they're developing ground combat robots. They've now announced they're going to get rid of everybody. They're going to have very special forces groups to carry out stuff that robots can't. It's gone. Humans are out of the equation. It's a bunch of crazy bankers that we let control our money and our country to build a giant prison for us. I mean, it's game over. They run Skynet. If they get this thing in place, it's going to be bad. And we're going to have to fight at that point. We've got a chance. This is so over the top and so criminal. We've got a chance to turn it around. We've got a chance to turn it around. You know, I talked to the police here 4 years ago, and they were following the Constitution Bill of Rights. They were, you know, good police officers. And I said, check this out. 4 years later, they told me, they said, we checked out what you said. We know it's true. We appreciate what you're doing. I had one of them tell me off record, and they were looking at me. I could tell they were not scared, but more like, wow, this is really, the criminals are in there. And I said, yeah, you can't do anything to them, can you? You'll all be fired. And they're like, man, you got it. I mean, it's like, there's the criminals. There they are. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like Ceausescu, folks. We've got to just recognize it, or this rabbit hole goes to a very dark place. If you love your family, if you love freedom, if you love anything half decent, you've got to stand against these people, and we're winning. They hate the fact that they're being revealed. Let's go to Sean in Maryland. You're on the air, Sean.
Hello, Alex. How you doing today?
Pretty good, buddy. I'm close to you now.
Yeah, very true. Very true. It's been a good show so far. It was really powerful.
Well, thank you, brother. Yeah. What's on your mind?
Okay, sorry about that. My phone was cracking up. I have two ideas, and I just wanted to say something to the listeners and the viewers on, you know, stuff like that. I'm not plugging anything. I just want to say something.
It's fine. Every caller's been plugging something. Go ahead.
I'm really getting tired of this, and I want to get fluoride out of the water, you know, really bad, and I want everybody to stand up, you know, in Maryland, Elkton more specifically. And, you know, we got to get this stuff out because, you know, how would, you know, I don't think people would stand up for, you know, with me coming in their house and poisoning them or, you know what I'm saying, hitting them in the head. So we all really got to stand up and put an end to this.
Well, that's the thing about the globalists is they do everything where they're friendly up front. They've learned to camouflage, but they hit you with the vaccine, with the fluoride, with the GMO, and then we have their documents admitting it. They poison you cowardly. They have drones kill you cowardly.
Yep, definitely. I mean, I just
so what's your idea? You said you want to plug something.
First time caller.
No, I hear you. Good to have you on. But so what is it about fluoride? What?
No. I just want to get this out of the water because it's killing us all. And I can tell, especially people around here, there's a lot of drugs going around and stuff. And when you inject, drugs and then with the fluoride water, and I think it's way worse for you, way worse for your brain.
Yeah, come on, folks. Never use their prescription and illegal drugs.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you only
and you're gonna get mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Oh, yeah, the dogs and me. I got all the things coming up.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Oh, yeah, I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run.
All day long, I can catch
we say grace
from dusk till dawn.
We say amen.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
There aren't too many things these old boys can't do. And that's why the globalists hate anybody who is somewhat self-sufficient. Notice I told you they'd switch off Al-Qaeda to guys in John Deere hats. They have actual training videos that have been sent to us where the guys wear John Deere hats. Crank it up right here.
Because you can't.
And I've learned Hank Williams Jr. is a listener, but we've never been able to get him on.
We say grace, and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
All right, let's jam in a few more phone calls. All the big news is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The live feeds we'll be doing later today. It's in the Bilderberg section, green link to the top of the sign. Please spread the word, folks. Info weapons revolt against the tyranny. A peaceful resistance to the global scum. They've wanted to remain hidden. We are uncloaking the enemy. Uncloaking operation starts now. Oh, boy, I forgot. Who's up next here in order? Helen in Canada. Welcome.
Welcome, but it's not to Canada. It's North Korea-like up here.
They are
leader,
doing...
A red leader known as the communist Alison Redford is down at the Bilderberg.
Yes, and she says that they will get Agenda 21 no matter what Canadians and Americans want. You will pay money to their banks to breathe.
Oh, to breathe, to drive down the street. We even have noise by law now going to be incorporated, where people are going to be charged $200 if there's so many decibels of your car making.
And in Australia, you get arrested if you talk bad about the carbon tax. I'm not joking. Direct North Korea. These people would love to arrest all of us. That's what I'm telling you. These people are dangerous. They're enemies. I mean, come on, folks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They're destroyers. They dehumanize you. Us, they want to control us and social engineer us. Please do not send your children to our government core public education system.
Unless you want them taken away from you. Exactly. These people are social engineering us, and they only win when we sleep. Once you wake up to what they're doing to you, folks, they're messing with you. They're manipulating you. It's uncool. People love their conditioning, though, because they've been brought up in it. Break it. Become free if you're a new listener. Please, we've got to beat these people before Skynet is complete.
Help you every day, Alex. I help humanity every day, and I'm not in fear, and I live with the divine within and beyond me. And I do not stop these tyrants from destroying who I am and who others are. We're infinite human beings, and we are here to do our passion and our love. And this was taken away from me being a teacher, speaking in truth.
God bless you. You're absolutely right. We'll keep teaching people in your area. And, of course, you know the teacher appears when the student is ready. And that, because we're always being taught. It's all around us. And a great time is here. I mean, we are the resistance. If you're listening to my voice, you are the resistance worldwide. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars at Bilderberg 2012. Be part of history. Join us here or engage in InfoWar online.